Check 1-2. Check 1-2.
You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
Well, the Bowie Bay Sox are back at Prince George's Stadium for a six-game set this week in hoping to get back on track and back into what is a very crowded Eastern League Southwest Division here in the first half race. As the Bay Sox open up a six-game set tonight with the Altoona Curve. Welcome in, everybody, to the DCA Imaging Systems pregame. Andre Magiero here with you, counting you down to first pitch between the Bay Sox and the Curve. Just a little under 20 minutes to go until first pitch here from Prince George's Stadium. And as I said, Bay Sox return home this week after their six-game stint in Harrisburg last week. And it was much more of the same from the Bay Sox to what happened on their two-week homestand the previous 2 weeks here at Prince George's Stadium. A series where the Bay Sox were not terribly out-competed, but in a situation where they just really struggled to get it going offensively with the timely hits, and then the pitching staff struggling with the long ball, ultimately doing in the Bay Sox. They lost 5 of 6 to the Senators, and three of them were by a one-run margin, all by a 3-2 score line after out-hitting Harrisburg in five of the six games. So the Bay Sox come in losing again 5 of 6. They've lost three straight, 9-22 on the season. And Bowie's looking to get right here because it is a very crowded Southwest division in the Eastern League that we've seen it a couple times with the last two opponents that Bowie has played. Even if you're towards the bottom of the standings, you have one good week, maybe a week and a half of good play, and you're right back in the thick of this race. Bowie right now is 7.5 back at a record of 9-22. If you take a look at the rest of the Southwest division, Richmond currently sits on top with a record of 17-15, but the other four teams behind them are within a game and a half of first place, and that starts with Altoona down in fifth. The Curve, Bowie's opponent this week, 15-16. They're only a game and a half off the pace. Harrisburg, who just took 5 of 6 from the Bay Sox, sitting a game back, tied with Akron at a record of 500. And then Erie, who just took 5 of 6 from Richmond, probably the hottest team in the division as it stands right now, or 17-16. They're just a half game back of the Flying Squirrels. So there's definitely a race to be had for the Bay Sox to enter. It's just going to come from Bowie executing a little better in those clutch, crucial moments. And we haven't seen that in these last few series. The Bay Sox are just 4-12 in their last three series, and that's really what has led to their record starting to dwindle down. But again, they have a good opportunity here to start off this series with a win. Couple of newer insertions in the lineup and a reliable arm on the mound today in Justin Armbruster. We'll get to that in just a minute. First, giving you your forecast for tonight's game. After a beautiful week in Harrisburg, it's still pretty good weather conditions here at Prince George's Stadium, all things considered. Temperatures are sitting in the mid-70s, 74 as it stands right now, but there are overcast skies, and there is a chance of showers developing throughout the course of the game around that 7:30, 8 o'clock hour, about a 40% chance of some precipitation. Nothing too serious, and we'll continue to monitor the situation as the night goes on. Winds at about 8 miles an hour have been blowing out towards right center field as it stands here, and we get set for first pitch. So let's take you to this matchup today. Starting lineup first for the visiting Curve as they come in here with a record of 15-16 on the season. Leover Peguero is going to lead things off for Altoona and play second base. Matt Frazier turns things around to the left side and bats second. One of three lefties in the lineup for Altoona tonight. Catcher Henry Davis hits third. He's been one of the top bats in Double A. Really started going with a two home run game against the Bay Sox the last time these two teams faced off in Altoona. And he's hoping to continue his hot hitting here this week. He's going to be a big bat to watch for Bowie. Matt Gorski hits fourth in the cleanup spot playing center field. Mason Martin from the left side hits fifth playing first base. Jacob Gonzalez, the DH, hits sixth. Drew Maggi hits seventh and plays third base. Andres Alvarez hits eighth and plays shortstop. Connor Scott rounds things out from the left side, batting ninth and playing left field. As I said, Justin Armbruster on the mound for the Bay Sox. He's been stellar this season. Second ERA, second best ERA, I should say, in the Eastern League among qualifiers at 1.86. He's coming off five very effective innings against the Harrisburg Senators, and he had probably his best start of the season last time out against Altoona last month on the road, where he went a season-long 5 1/3 of scoreless baseball, ultimately getting the no decision in what was a tough 2-1 loss for Bowie. Bay Sox were only able to win a single game against the Curve in the five that they played in Pennsylvania last month. Here's their lineup at a record of 9-22. Cesar Prieto is back in the lineup. He lost his 10-game hitting streak on Sunday, but he will lead things off here today and play second base. Kobe Mayo plays third base and bats second. Heston Kerstad in right field hitting third. John Rhodes is the DH. He has been good since coming back off the injured list in a couple of games. He'll back cleanup. And then it's Mark Colesberry who come in and do the catching and hit fifth in his third game in a Bay Sox uniform. Zach Watson at sixth and plays center field. Then it's a new Bay Sox, T.T. Bowens, coming in, hitting seventh and playing first base. And Bowens started the season on the injured list, got some work in Aberdeen, and now is up with Bowie. Dante Williams will hit eighth. Anthony Servideo ninth. Williams in left field. Servideo at shortstop. Two lefties rounding things out in the lineup for Kyle Moore and company. It's a new series, which means a new chat with Kyle Moore. Matt Sabata sits down with the Bay Sox manager and previews this series against Altoona when we come back on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning, and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman Jack.
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack? You know, hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know. So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? Our name says it all. We put the patient first in everything we do. If you're sick or hurt, we want to help you get better and feel better, too. We offer a warm smile when you walk in our doors and a warm blanket if you're cold or need a little extra comfort. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Back in on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, getting set for game one of six between the Bay Sox and the Altoona Curve, sitting down for our weekly chat with the skipper, Kyle Moore. And let's go into it with a different starting angle. How difficult is it to throw BP each day? What are some of the challenges there?
Yeah, well, that's a different question.
Getting you set up in a different way.
It's difficult. It's something that it took me a while to learn how to do and even longer to get good at. I think it's an art. Some of the best I've ever seen do it. Sort of have an art. There's an art to it, and do it every day, especially from like 55 feet or 50 feet or whatever. Especially when you got, you know, good hitters in the box that made a lot of money, so it can be a lot of pressure to it sometimes. Yeah. And you always want to throw well and let the guys, you know, hit well. So yeah, it's tough. I tell you what, it took me a long time to throw the ball like I do now, and then also. Staying healthy through multiple seasons and doing it for 100-plus days is no joke.
Yeah. Obviously, just want to throw you a little curveball myself before we got started. As we focus on this series specifically, before we get to that, we can dissect a little bit the last series in Harrisburg. A lot of close contests, a lot of just timing things that went Harrisburg's way as opposed to our way. Would that be a very simple breakdown you think you'd agree with of the way that series went?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we struggled offensively to put up runs, I think, was probably the main thing. And then other days, we gave up some really crooked numbers, and we really had no chance to get back in the game. Gave up a couple of grand slams. We gave up a lot of runs on homers that I wish we didn't give up. But, I mean, you know, other than that, things just aren't – you know, we're in a season where they're not really bouncing our way. And I've talked to the guys about it a few times. We just got to keep digging and keep working hard and keep coming in here and practicing really good.
Yeah.
And, you know, eventually this thing will turn around for us. But – you know, the last couple of weeks have been tough. You know, no doubt about that.
Yeah. First series of the season that sees you facing off against an opponent that you've already seen before in Altoona. So what are kind of the expectations there with guys that you've already got experience with in terms of the pitching staff going up against them?
Yeah, for sure. I think the unique thing about Altoona is we played them like seems like every day in spring training too.
Sure.
We played them like seven or eight times in spring training. So that, along with the first time we played them this year, there is a lot of familiarity with their lineup, with their pitching staff, with the guy we're going to see tonight, who, you know, we faced at their place, Jones. So there's a lot of that, but I just think it makes it super even because, you know, they've seen us as much as we've seen them, and they know what we're trying to do, and we know what they're trying to do. It should be a really good ball game. They got a good club and a lot of talent, so... Again, like this is that league. This is that first league in a kid's life where every player is good on the field, and I think we're kind of running into that this year. There are no off days. There are no off series. Pirates have a really good organization who are coming through a rebuild with a bunch of good players. They got a first overall pick on that team mixed with a bunch of other prospects. So it'll be tough, and it ain't going to get any easier.
Yeah. As we're here with Kyle Moore on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, getting set for first of six between Bowie and Altoona. T.T. Bowens activated from the injured list today to make his Double-A debut. I got pretty excited just by watching him in batting practice. Seems like he's got some good opposite field power.
Yeah, speaking of the batting practice, I was the guy throwing to him, so it must have been the batting practice thrower that was doing all that. Not really. No, TT was launching the ball. It was really excited for me to see him. You know, we lost him really close to the end of spring training, and that was really tough on me when you lose a player like that at the end of spring training. He's supposed to be on your opening day roster, then he doesn't get there. Ended up putting in a lot of hard work in Sarasota to get back to where he is right now. And nobody's more excited than me to see him in this lineup tonight and in this clubhouse because he's got such a good relationship with the guys. The guys are kind of buzzing because one of their guys is back. And like I said, nobody's more excited to see TT than I am.
Yeah. Now, obviously, we haven't seen much of Heston Kjerstad at first base. I think it's one out of every three or four games so far this season. Is that going to change at all with TT on the roster, or is it just going to be staying the course as it normally was?
No, it'll be staying the course. I mean, I'd like to play Heston over there about half the time if I can. I just think that we're in a unique situation with Heston and the fact that he could be called up at any time to play in Camden for our big league club, like a lot of these other guys could also. But with Heston, it's like, you know, where is he going to play up there? How does he fit? And we kind of got to mesh that with where we're playing him down here. So I'd love to play him at first base every day and see if he can do it. But ultimately, you know, you got to follow some orders from the top of our front office. And so he'll probably play once or twice a week there, and mostly in right and left field, DH. But, you know, I want to play him there as much as I can.
Additionally, infield work has centered on Cesar Prieto too, getting looks at second base. Now, I'm not the expert here, but man, he's looked just about as good as anyone that I've seen. What's been your take on his development there lately?
Yeah, no, he's much improved. His range has gotten better. He's running to catch the ball now instead of sort of running to hopefully get to it. Now he's running over there to make a play at it. Better range going to his left, better range going to his right. I mean, for somebody who plays third base so well, we kind of knew it was in there. We just had to give him the game reps and sort of the looks at second base because, you know, he'd always played on the left side of his infield his whole life. Even in Cuba, he played shortstop and third base. So when you move a guy over on the other side of the infield, I think it's a big transition, along with the fact that just playing baseball in America at such a high level was a big transition for him. So I think you're sort of starting to see some of that sort of finally start coming to the surface. He's playing second base. He's playing in America. He's playing great. He's making better swing decisions. Some things are changing for him, and I think one of those things definitely is his range and his ability to play second base.
Yeah. As we wrap things up here with Kyle Moore on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, you got back early on Sunday, made sure to drive back down as quickly as you could to spend a little Mother's Day time with Whitney and the girls, and then you had all Monday off. How was that extended little break with the rest of the family?
It was great. I mean, anytime I get to highlight my wife and what she does for our family, especially on Mother's Day, I try to do that every time I can. So she's awesome. She's our superstar. And we had a really nice day yesterday. We actually ate dinner at the house. We watched the Angels play the Orioles. We got some normalcy for the family yesterday. So we had a great day, and it was much needed recharge button for both of us.
Oh, yeah. And the nice weather didn't hurt it too much either. All right, Kemo, thank you so much for the time.
All right, thanks.
That's Kyle Moore here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. We're breaking now. Andre is taking it from here on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely because
at the end of every workday, someone once waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Prince George's Stadium as we get set for the start of 1 of 6 between the Bowie Bay Sox and the Altoona Curve. The Bay Sox looking to snap a 3-game skid and fight their way back into a crowded Southwest Division in the Eastern League first half race. Here's Bowie's lineup for tonight. Cesar Prieto is going to lead things off. Kobe Mayo bats second behind him. Heston Kerstad hits third. John Rhodes, your designated hitter, bats cleanup. Mark Colesvary will do the catching and bat fifth. Then it's Zach Watson hitting sixth. And a double-A debut for T.T. Bowens, playing first base and batting seventh. Two lefties to round out the lineup, Dante Williams and Anthony Servideo. It's the second time this season that the Bay Sox have seen right-hander Jared Jones, one of the top prospects in the Pirates system. The right-hander is opposed by Justin Armbruster, second lowest ERA in the Eastern League this season at 1.86. The Altoona lineup features Leover Peguero, Matt Frazier, Henry Davis, Matt Gorski, Mason Martin, Jacob Gonzalez, Drew Maggi, Andres Alvarez, and Connor Scott, rounding things out 1-9 for Altoona. Curver 15-16 on the season. They're just a game and a half back, even though they're in fifth place right now in the Southwest Division standings. Again, it is crowded 1-5, and right now the Bay Sox at 9-22 on the season are trying to find a way to compile some wins together and fight their way back into what is a very crowded division. It'll be key for Armbruster tonight to try to get going early. The early innings are really the only where he's been subject to damage so far this season. Only allowed 6 earned runs on the season. 4 of them have been in the first 2 frames. If he can get past those first few innings, will certainly help out the Bay Sox with getting a lengthy start and getting deep into this game to try to get them back on track. It's a good weather night, all things considered, at the ballpark as it currently stands right now. Temperatures in the mid-70s, an overcast sky. There is around a 40% chance of some precipitation in the middle hours of the game. We'll see if it holds off or not. It's been in and out of the forecast throughout most of the week, the last week or so. But other than that, it looks like another beautiful week for baseball here at Prince George's Stadium. Winds are hovering around 8 miles per hour. It's been blowing out towards center field, a little bit towards right center right now. See how that plays an impact as the Curve in the Bay Sox get set for the front end, the first game of 6 straight between these two teams tonight. Bay Sox are on the field. We'll step aside and we come back. Matt Sabatis has the call for you. Game 1 between Bowie and Altoona. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time rock and roll.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Now let's go out to the field. It's Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
We're ready to to go from Prince George's Stadium in Bowie, Maryland. It's game one of this six-game series between the Altoona Curve and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for stopping by this evening. Alongside Andre McCarro, I'm Matt Sabatis with you from the ballpark in Bowie. And as Justin Armbruster warms on the mound for the Bay Sox, the starting lineup for the Altoona Curve that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at second base, it's Leover Peguero, followed by Matt Frazier in right field batting second. Henry Davis is the catcher batting third. Matt Gorski in center field cleans up. Mason Martin is at first base batting fifth. Jacob Gonzalez, designated hitter, bats sixth. Drew Maggi is the third baseman batting seventh. Andres Alvarez at shortstop bats eighth. And Connor Scott is the left fielder batting ninth. The Curve are the AA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're managed by Calix Crabb, assisted by Cale Johnson, John Nunley, Blake Butler, and Gary Green. Altoona is 15-16 on the season, a one-game losing streak, 4-6 over the last 10, and 9-8 when playing on the road. They're currently fifth in the Southwest Division, but only 1.5 games out of first place. Again, that Altoona lineup features Leover Peguero, Matt Frazier, Henry Davis, Matt Gorski, Mason Martin, Jacob Gonzalez, Drew Maggi, Andres Alvarez, and Connor Scott, all to face off against Justin Armbruster on the mound. Prince George's Stadium here in Bowie, 309 feet down the line to both left field and right field, 405 feet to straightaway center field, as we've got some mild winds this afternoon, topping out at around 9 miles an hour, coming in mostly from center, so that could help out Armbruster just a tad, as he's given up a home run in two of his last three outings, as really his only blemish in those outings. So who knows, maybe we see a good quick scoreless performance from Armbruster today. As the right-hander Peguero digs in, a .230 average and a .660 OPS in 28 games, 7 doubles, no triples, 2 homers, 11 runs batted in. As Armbruster sets at the waist, kicks and fires the first pitch home. It's an off-speed, called for strike, upper inside corner, and we're underway at 6:37 p.m. on a 75-degree overcast day here in Bowie, Maryland. The 0-1 pitch to Peguero is crushed out toward deep left field, sends Williams on the run to the warning track. He looks up, and it bounces off the base of the wall. Williams has a tough time digging it out of the dirt, but fortunately it was a slow round of first base by Leover Peguero. He leads off with a double on an 0-1 pitch. And that's how we get started. A runner in scoring position, only two pitches deep from Justin Armbruster. Matt Frazier, the batter now, a .264 average for the left-handed hitter, .733 OPS in 27 games, 6 doubles, no triples, 2 homers, 6 runs batted in. And Armbruster having to work quickly with a runner at second, coming off of a start that saw him allow a solo home run to the third batter he saw. First pitch here is an off-speed, called for strike on the outside half of the plate. Count opens up at nothing and one. Two homers for Frazier this season. He only went 2-for-12 against Bowie last week. This is the first time this season that the Bay Sox are seeing a team for the second time. As the 0-1 pitch is fouled off of home, bounces back to the screen, quickly nothing and two. And if you heard our conversation with Kyle Moore earlier today, it was interesting for Bowie the first time they saw Altoona as well, because these two teams, just based on proximity in Florida, played each other a lot in spring training for the minor league portions. The 0-2 pitch to Frazier, floated up the line foul, third base side and out of play, count stays. Going to be a quiet day here at Prince George's Stadium in Bowie, so we'll get to enjoy the sounds of the game more seriously this evening. Looking forward to what should be a fun week at the ballpark overall, however, especially the weekend. More fireworks on Saturday, as the 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. 94-mile-an-hour fastball high. Armbruster gets his first out by way of the K. Let's tell you about the defense. From left to right in the outfield, you've got Dante Williams, Zach Watson, Heston Kerstad. Kobe Mayo is at third base. Anthony Servideo is the shortstop. Cesar Prieto at second. T.T. Bowens is at first. And Mark Colesvary is catching behind the plate for Justin Armbruster on the mound. Henry Davis digs in, .308 average and an 1,100 OPS. First pitch is a curveball, called for strike on the top half of the plate. Nothing and one to start. A first pitch called strike for Armbruster on all three batters seen. That is an excellent opening stanza. As the home plate umpire calls for a quick time, not sure who that was specifically for, if it was for the catcher, Colesvary, or the batter. Either way, he resets fairly quickly. And Armbruster comes set for the 0-1 up at the chin, drops slowly down to the waist. The pitch in, and it's popped foul behind home plate. Did that get into the press box? I'm not sure. Oh, it looks like it hit off the top just a tad and bounced onto the seats below.
in the upper bowl here at Prince George's Stadium, but it's quickly nothing and two on Davis, who's got 25 games and 8 home runs this season. Runner at second, one away. The 0-2 pitch from Armbruster is down and away. Went with the slider, and it's a ball and two strikes. Justin Armbruster, 6'4", 235-pound right-hander, 12th-round selection from New Mexico in 2021. On the season for Bowie, he's gone 1-1 with a 1.86 ERA, second best in the Eastern League. 1-2 pitch. Fastball misses up and away. Count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 6 games, all starts for Armbruster. He's one of only 2 pitchers for Bowie who's been locked in as a full-time starter. 29 innings, with opponents hitting him at a 219 clip, 26 strikeouts, 11 walks. 2-2 offering. Fastball lifted in the air, foul, right side out of play. Count stays even at 2 here on Davis. Armbruster has allowed 2 home runs. As mentioned, he gave one up to the third batter he saw just under a week ago, as Blake Rutherford took him deep in a 3-2 Bowie loss. There were a couple of those in Harrisburg last week in Pennsylvania's capital. Another 2-2 pitch. Curveball bounced foul this time. Third base side. Oh, took out somebody in the Altoona dugout. Looks like somebody lost their footing from the top step down into the lower bowl, but he's bounced back up now. Not positive who that was. Might have been Drew Maggi. Armbruster with a lengthy battle here against Henry Davis. This will be the 7th pitch as he steps off the back of the rubber. The wind now pushing outwards to center field. Whipping a little bit out toward right center. Still not much of an issue. As Peguero with a mild lead off of second, and now Colesvary is going to come out. Clearly, these two sides are not on the same page. Hopefully this is just a one-time miscommunication with signs being changed up with the runner at second base, because you definitely don't want that to persist throughout the course of an entire game if it's happening this early. It just wasn't helpful that the first batter of the game doubled on the second pitch of the game. He had to throw away not necessarily the game plan, but the signs communication for the rest of the inning. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes here on Henry Davis, a scoreless top of the first. Bowie was only able to pick up 1 win out of the 6-game set in Harrisburg. It was a big win. A resounding victory that saw them put on 11 runs, a 9-run victory overall, their largest of the season. But Bowie is coming off of their first shutout loss of the season. Eight and nothing against the Senators. Matching the 8-0 shutout win Bowie had to start the year. So hopefully that can bookend what was a downturn to the first 31 games of the Bay Sox season. Another 2-2 to Davis. Breaking ball lifted in the air to right center field. Ranging on it is Kerstad out toward the warning track, but he squares it up and makes the catch. Deep enough for Leover Peguero to tag. The throw will be cut off in the outfield still as Peguero moves to third. A fly out to right, and it's the second out of the inning. Umpiring crew for today's game sees Austin Snow at third base. Ethan Gorsak is over at first. And Tyler Whitty will call the balls and strikes behind home plate. Matt Gorski into the box now with runner at third, 2 away. 2.13 average for Gorski, a 6.80 OPS in 25 games. 3 doubles, no triples, 5 homers, 14 runs batted in. First pitch in from Armbruster, and it's a curveball too far outside. 1-0 to start. That's the first pitch ball for Armbruster. 14th pitch overall. Half of them have gone to Henry Davis, so hopefully we get a quick batter here. That's what you want. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Went chasing on a fastball, a little bit inside. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Gorski didn't have a big series against Bowie the last time these two teams saw each other at PNG Field. But he had a big swing as the 1-1 is popped up. Behind home plate now, right side, foul ground. Bowen's running down, calls off Colesvary, and the first baseman makes the catch. Leadoff double, stranded at third as we move to the bottom of the first here at Prince George's Stadium. It's Altoona nothing. Bowie set to bat on Capital Gold, WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Listen to Bay Sox Baseball anywhere. Search WNAV on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it was a scoreless top of the first inning. Justin Armbruster gave up a leadoff double but stranded the runner at third. As we move to the bottom of the first here at Prince George's Stadium, alongside Andre Magero, I'm Matt Sabatis. Jared Jones warms in the mound for the curve. The starting lineup for the Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at second base, it's Cesar Pareto, followed by Kobe Mayo at third base, batting second. Heston Kerstad in right field bats third. John Rhodes is the designated hitter cleaning up. Mark Colesvary is the catcher batting fifth. Zach Watson in center field sixth. T.T. Bowens in his Double-A debut is at first base batting seventh. Dante Williams in left field eighth. And Anthony Servideo is the shortstop batting ninth. The Bay Sox are the Double-A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Sherman Johnson, Forrest Herman, Tim DeJohn, Ryan Gohl, and Sam Sauer. Elise Kramer is the athletic trainer. Bowie is 9-22 on the season, a three-game losing streak. And again, their lineup features Prieto, Mayo, Kerstad, Rhodes, Colesvary, Watson, Bowens, Williams, and Servideo, all to face off against Jared Jones in the mound. Left-hander Prieto digs in, saw his 10-game hit streak come to a close on Sunday. 392 average overall in the season, however, a 984 OPS in 30 games. Third base plays in as Jones comes set and fires the first. Prieto watches a fastball miss down, just a shade under 96, and the count starts out at 1-0. Eight doubles and a triple for Cesar, three home runs, 12 runs batted in this year, as the 1-0 pitch is fouled back to the screen, in on the hands, similar fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. Prieto, this deep into the season, still has more walks than strikeouts. He's gotten a free pass eight times, only walked his way back to the dugout six times. 1-1 pitch, and he watches it for a called strike. At the knees, outside half of the plate, and it's one ball and two strikes. That was a good pitch. It's been nothing but fastballs so far for Jones. We'll see what he gets here on a 1-2 count. Pitch home, and Prieto smokes it into right center field. Fairly deep, but it's not going to be deep enough as Frazier runs it down. But the center fielder, Matt Gorski, will make the catch. So one up, one down. Let's tell you about the Altoona defense. Left to right of the outfield, you've got Connor Scott, Matt Gorski, and Matt Frazier. Drew Maggi is at third. Andres Alvarez at short. Leover Peguero at second. Mason Martin at first, and Henry Davis catches behind the plate for Jared Jones on the mound. Here's Mayo, 267 average, 898 OPS, and the first pitch to him is called a strike. An off-speed, bottom half of the plate, and it's nothing in one to start. 30 games for Mayo with 10 doubles, a triple, 4 homers, 12 runs batted in. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and he fouls it off. Off-speed, up and away, and the count's quickly to nothing in two. Jared Jones, a 6'1", 180-pound, 21-year-old right-hander from Whittier, California. Second-round selection in the 2020 draft for Pittsburgh. Fires the 0-2 pitch, and Mayo watches just up and away. Fastball seemed close, but barely in the other batter's box. And it runs the count to a ball and two strikes now. Bases empty, one away. The 1-2 pitch is called strike three in the lower outside corner, and Mayo goes down. First strikeout for Jared Jones, and there's two away for Heston Kerstad. Bay Sox in their alternate orange jerseys today, white pants, white cap. The black block buoy lettered across the front of the jersey, Altoona in their alternate maroon reds. Gray pants and a black cap. First pitch to Kerstad is lasered foul. Third base side, it's nothing in one to start. 300 average for Kerstad, an OPS of 1029. 28 games for the lefty, 5 doubles, 3 triples, 9 homers, 16 runs batted in. As the 0-1 pitch is called a strike, outside half of the plate at 97. Nothing in 2. Jared Jones is 0-1 on the season, a 2.81 ERA, but just in 4 games all starts, he got hit by a pitch. Last time he saw Bowie, the 0-2 pitch is fouled off left side. He didn't get hit by a pitch. He got hit by a comebacker on his own pitch. As the count stays at nothing and two on Kerstad. And that caused him to miss a little bit of time. But his numbers are still fine. 16 innings, 15 strikeouts, only 6 walks. 0-2 pitch, and Kerstad floats it to short. Picked in the air by Alvarez, and that's the inning. The Bay Sox go down in order. And we're on to the second. A scoreless game here at Prince George's Stadium on Capital Gold, WNAV.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
Another patient-first difference? Prescriptions on site. Patient First carries prescription medications for most urgent care conditions, so you can walk out with your prescription in hand, head home, and start feeling better sooner. It's yet another way we offer convenient care that fits your busy schedule. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Well, once again, welcome to Prince George's Stadium. Thank you for stopping by for a little bit of Bay Sox baseball. Alongside Andre Magero, I'm Matt Sabatis with you as we sit scoreless into the second inning. Mason Martin leads off for Altoona as Justin Armbruster returns to the mound for Bowie. Fired a scoreless first on 16 pitches, and the first pitch here is a curveball. Misses a bit down, and it's 1-0 to start. 191 average for Martin, an 881 OPS in 21 games. Five doubles, no triples. 191 average, but five home runs is what's going to bump up that OPS the way it has. The 1-0 pitch. Another off-speed, up and away this time. It's two balls and no strikes. 10 RBI for Martin, 25 strikeouts. His OPS is also inflated by 21 walks. This is a good walking team, Altoona. As the 2-0 is a curveball too far down and inside. Three balls and no strikes. The curve have the fewest strikeouts in all of AA. The strikeout-to-walk ratio is less than 2. The 3-0, ripped foul. Line drive into the berm. Right side, and the count goes to 3-1. Yeah, for comparison, the Bay Sox strikeout-to-walk ratio at the plate is nearly 2.5. As Armbruster sets, the 3-1 pitch is a crack bat bounced on one hop to short. Servideo curls to his right and makes the grab. The throw to first does bounce once, but T.T. Bowens is able to get it. 6-3 put out. Great recovery there by Servideo and by Bowens. And one away to start the second inning here. Scoreless game as Jacob Gonzalez digs in. 246 average, 613 OPS in 17 games. No doubles or triples. He has two homers, 9 runs batted in. Is there a splinter on that bat there that he had to go pick up? That was a long run back for Mason Martin. Armbruster sets. First pitch into the right-hander. It is an off-speed. Call for strike. Top half of the zone. It's nothing and one. Now we're in a bit of an interesting position here today as well. And we'll see if this persists over the course of the week here at the ballpark. But the pitch clock is broken. The 0-1 pitch is a curveball lifted into shallow left. Williams has plenty of time to jog down and make the catch. That thing had some hang time on it. So two away. But since the pitch clock is broken, and I should clarify even more so, is that it's not just the entire system. It's only one of the three readouts because there are three monitors that display the remaining time. There's one in the outfield that everyone usually sees, and then there's two behind home plate that the fielders can see because it's just as important for them. Here's Drew Maggi, first pitch, and the right-hander watches called strike, nothing and one. 158 average for Maggi, 401 OPS in 15 games. One double, no triples or homers, four runs batted in. But since the pitch clock is turned off, the umpires don't have to enforce it. The 0-1 pitch. He's bounced to third, waiting back and scooping low Mayo. Gloves, transfers, charges, a throw to first, and it's in time. 5-3 put out, and that's the inning. On to the bottom of the second, a clean frame from Justin Armbruster. We're scoreless in Bowie on Capital Gold, WNAV.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Well, back to action here in the bottom of the second. A scoreless game. Only one base runner for either side. As the Bay Sox will send the middle of the order to the plate, starting with John Rhodes. Mark Colesberry after that, and Zach Watson. Jared Jones back to work for Altoona on the mound. The first pitch is an off-speed slider called for strike upper outside corner. Nothing in one to start. 221 average for Rhodes, his second game back after being activated from an injured list stint. 623 OPS in 19 games total. Next pitch is swung on and missed high. Fastball at 96, upper outside corner, it's nothing and two. Four doubles, no triples for Rhodes, one homer, 15 runs batted in. And time called by the catcher here. It's a shame that the skies have stayed as overcast as they have been all day. We were expecting it to clear up a little bit as the day progressed. The 0-2 pitch, and Rhodes swings and misses. I tell you, the slider right now for Jared Jones is looking very, very good. We'll see if the Bay Sox can do anything about it, but when Rhodes can come at you hitting up to 97 and then drop a slider at 89, that can still nibble at the edges of the zone, well, what do you even do? Especially a guy that's only 21 years old. He's got some good flashes so far. Here's Mark Colesberry. Righty on righty. First pitch in from Jones, and Colesberry smokes it up the middle. Floater, though, going to be picked out of the air by the shortstop. Alvarez was able to run it down. That one a little bit inside. Got to the hands of Colesberry, so put that more as a pop-up than a line drive, but probably about halfway through. And now here's Zach Watson. Five in a row retired by Jared Jones so far. First pitch in, and Watson checks his swing and a slider down and away. Appeal to the base umpire, says he held up. 1-0 to start. 250 average for Watson, a 753 OPS in 25 games. Six doubles and a triple, four homers, 16 runs batted in. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and he swings and misses. Fastball outside. Probably would have gone for a called strike anyway, and the count goes even at 1-1. Yeah, Jones has only made one appearance since he took that comebacker off of his leg. Heston Kerstad actually hit the ball. 1-1 pitch. And it's popped foul behind home. Out of play. 1-2. And it was a relatively short outing. 2 1/3 innings. Only threw 37 pitches. And it wasn't even the comebacker that they listed as what kept him. As the 1-2 pitch is swung on him is down for strike three. They said he had lower back spasms. Either way, he's looking just fine. Strikes out his third batter. He's retired all six Bay Sox he's faced. We're on to the third here in Prince George's Stadium. A scoreless game on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Ink is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Ink can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Ink. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Ink, your lawn and pest team.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This season, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary or specialty care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Book an appointment online at luminoushealth.org. That's L-U-M-I-N-I-S health.org.
About Wolf Wednesdays at the ballpark, every Wednesday night home game. In a box seat, four-legged friend gets in for free. First pitch from Justin Armbruster to Andres Alvarez is lifted foul out of play left side. It's nothing and one to start as we move to the third inning here at Prince George's Stadium. A scoreless game. What was that number you just gave me in the break, Andre? I've got such a short-term memory. All I knew was a lot of strikes have been thrown.
It's now 9 of the first 46 pitches.
So the inverse, the 0-1 pitch, is bounced to second. Grab at the ankle by Prieto, and he throws to first in time. Quickly one gone. That's seven in a row retired by Justin Armbruster since the leadoff double. So you said 9 of the first 46, so it's 9 of the first 47 have been balls.
Right.
So the inverse of that is 38 of the first 47 pitches have been strikes. These guys are charging, Justin Armbruster and Jared Jones. Combined, the total second inning was 17 pitches long, 9 pitches from Armbruster, 8 pitches from Jones. First pitch to Connor Scott. He shows bunt. Pulls back, though, and it's called strike on a high fastball. Nothing in one to open. 145 average for Scott. A 402 OPS in 21 games. Two doubles and a triple. No homers. 9 runs batted in. Here's the 0-1. And it misses outside. 1 ball and 1 strike. I suppose with the absence of the pitch clock in today's game, since it's broken, the pitchers are making up for it by just turning the strike zone into Swiss cheese. Here's the 1-1, and it's popped up. Right side, shallow right field now. The infield will play it as Cesar Prieto backs out, was flailing his right arm to make sure he didn't bump into Anthony Servideo. But Prieto makes the catch, and there's two gone. Very much liking Cesar Prieto's advancement at second base for the Bay Sox this season. Of course, he's still played fewer than half of Bowie's games at that position, but some of his best plays, I feel, have come there. He's made some excellent diving stops to start double plays already this year, some great turns and accurate throws. As we go back to the top of the lineup, first pitch to Leover Peguero is called a strike. It's nothing and one to start. Peguero, the game's only base runner, doubled on the second pitch of the game and got left at third in the first inning. 0-1 pitch, and it's smoked up the middle to right center field. Watson sprinting and makes the catch. Another quick inning from Justin Armbruster. That one took 6 pitches. Bottom of the third, coming up a scoreless game on Capital Gold WNAV.
It's another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. Get the weekend started on the 19th with another glow-in-the-park glow stick giveaway. Don't miss out on another spectacular fireworks show on Saturday the 20th. And on Sunday the 21st, it's Bark in the Park. With every ticket purchased, your four-legged friend can join for free. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your nine-inning vacation.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
We're not getting time to breathe here at Prince George's Stadium. Bottom of the third, a scoreless game. We've seen one total hit. As the first pitch to T.T. Bowens is smoked out toward right center field, but a great jump and a good shade for Matt Gorski in center means he doesn't have to go too far to get there. One up, one down. That was only the 21st pitch for T.T. Bowens. In comparison, Justin Armbruster is up to 32 pitches through three innings. So 53 pitches for what has already been 17 outs, 16 outs. So let's do the back of the envelope math there. That is 3.25 pitches per batter. As the first pitch to Dante Williams misses down and inside, it's 1-0 to start. Williams, a 138 average, a 466 OPS in 25 games. Four doubles, a triple, no homers, 11 runs. Batted in, next pitch, outside, 2-0. Jared Jones has been working so efficiently, this is his first two-ball count. It comes against the eighth batter that he's seeing after already retiring the first seven. 2-0 pitch, and Williams swings and misses in a low off-speed. Count goes to 2-1. A flyout, well, two flyouts, a lineout, and a popout. With three strikeouts mixed in. Nothing on the ground yet for Bowie. The 2-1 pitch. Williams watches a called strike. Fastball dotted on the outside, a half at 95. It's 2-2. But again, a scoreless game here in the bottom of the third. Quiet evening here at Prince George's Stadium. Threat of rain hasn't been too helpful, but it's been drizzly at best. 2-2 pitch. And Williams watches it miss under the knees. First full count from either pitcher today. Williams on the season, 0-91 on full counts. Walks about 45% of the time. As Jones turns and fires the payoff. Swing and a miss for strike three. Change up outside. Fourth strikeout for Jared Jones. He's perfect through eight batters. Anthony Servideo will try and break the trend. Or we'll head to the fourth inning. One of those two is going to happen. 167 average for Servideo with 389 OPS in 11 games. Two doubles, no triples, no homers. One run batted in. First pitch into the lefty. And he watches a fastball called for strike at the knees. It's nothing and one to start. There must be some deception on that fastball from Jared Jones. As he turns to set, fires the 0-1, and Servideo swings and misses. Same fastball, this time away. And it's nothing and two. Relatively mechanical delivery for Jones, too. Doesn't put too much emphasis on anything, not too much mustard. Just a quick turn, kick, and fire as the 0-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. Fifth strikeout for Jared Jones. He's retired all nine batters he's faced so far on what's taken just 30 pitches. We're on to the fourth. Andre has the play-by-play when we return on Capital Gold WNAV.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages and the best benefits in our industry. Visit our website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
All week you've been hard at work. And finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Pest Now is
proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
If you blinked, you missed it. 33 minutes past first pitch, and we're already in the top half of the fourth here at Prince George's Stadium. Bay Sox and Curve scoreless in a pitcher's duel so far between Justin Armbruster and Jared Jones. 2-3-4 scheduled to hit in the frame for Altoona against Armbruster. First up is left-handed hitting Matt Frazier, who's shrugged off the plate by an inside off-speed delivery, and the count goes to 1-0. Frazier, a swinging strikeout victim on 3 pitches, his first time up in the first. Next pitch from Armbruster. Fastball outside edge taken for a called strike, and even the count at 1-1. So far for Armbruster, just 34 pitches, 32 of them to get through the first 3 frames. So one strikeout so far from Frazier. The next pitch is cut on and missed. Count goes to 1-2. Fastball in her third fooled Frazier, who's now down in a 1-2 count. Armbruster operates off the third base side of the mound. Next pitch is looped back up the middle over the head of the shortstop Servideo. It falls in center field for a base hit. High inside delivery with that fastball, but Frazier fought it off into center. Second hit for Altoona, leadoff base runner here on the fourth. As Frazier has his third hit against Bowie this season in 14 at-bats. He stands on first base as Henry Davis digs into the right-handed batter's box. 0-for-1 today with a flyout to right field. Right on right, first pitch, breaking ball, bounced foul left side off the facing of the Curve dugout. The count's 1-1 to Davis. Well, Davis is towards the top of the Eastern League in most major offensive categories coming into today. 1,100 OPS. In addition to the high powers, he bounces one on the left side, backhanded in the holster. Video goes to second for one, throw to first, in time, double play. Smooth turn from Anthony Servideo as he ranged deep in the hole at shortstop, delivered a strong, accurate throw to Prieto. Had the turn to T.T. Bowens in time. 6-4-3 erases Frazier and Davis, and two down, and the base is empty here in the fourth. It has been a smooth pairing up the middle for the Bay Sox with Anthony Servideo and Cesar Prieta. Established a lot of chemistry last week in Harrisburg. It turned a couple of double plays and looked very smooth right there. As Gorski steps in, two outs to the base is empty, and the Altoona center fielder takes a called strike on an off-speed. Drops into the middle of the zone, and the count's 0-1. Gorski's 0-for-1. He popped out to Bowens in foul territory his first time up. Next pitch from Armbruster. Check swing. Popped foul, well into the seats right side. It'll get out of play. Fastball jammed him high and inside, and the count's quickly nothing in two. Just 2 base runners given up by Justin Armbruster thus far. Leover Piguero led off the game with a double, a single in this frame, but since then clean. This one's flown out towards right field. Kerstad backing up towards the edge of the track in right center. He makes the catch. Another 1-2-3 frame for Justin Armbruster. Works around a leadoff single. We're still scoreless. Heading to the bottom of the fourth. Bay Sox and Curve tied up at nothing on Capital Gold, WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Rams Head on Stage. Live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning, and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print. not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Bottom of the fourth here from Prince George's Stadium. Overcast skies persist, and so does the starting pitching matchup as the first pitch is up and away, a fastball to Cesar Prieto. Jared Jones and Justin Armbruster have matched each other mano a mano, still scoreless here, bottom of the fourth. And the next pitch to Prieto on the way in a 1-0 count. A check swing. He'll peel down to the base umpire. He did not go on a fastball located just below the knees. Counts 2-0 here to Prieto. Jared Jones has faced the minimum so far. First time through the Bay Sox lineup. Did not allow a base runner. Prieto 0-for-1 today. Out of the leadoff spot. Flew out the center field. Next pitch. Nearly chases him off the plate in the left-handed batter's box. In fact, did. A fastball low. Just over the top of his shoe tops. Three balls and no strikes now to Prieto. Only the second three-ball count for Jared Jones, who has worked with a lot of efficiency. This is just going to be his 34th pitch of the evening. Here comes a 3-0, and Prieto takes a called strike. Fastball over the outer third. Was well above the knees, and Prieto taking all the way. Now the 3-1. Swings and pops it foul. Just to the left of us here in the press box. It's off the facing of the press box for the second time tonight. As it bounces towards the dark green seat backs just below us, the count fills here to Prieto. Second time Jared Jones and Justin Armbruster have seen their respective sides this season as Prieto fouls another one off left side, and the left-handed bat staying alive, a piece of a couple, and keeping the count full. Both of them worked with great efficiency in their first starts, respectively. Justin Armbruster went 5 1/3 shutout in Altoona last month, and Jones, 5 good innings of his own. Next pitch from Prieto is laced foul right side, but it hooks well out of play over towards the Bay Sox clubhouse. Well, we'll see here, second time through the order, if Jones is able to work with the same amount of efficiency. Had used the fastball up in the zone a lot. Prieto has already had some tough fight on some heaters here towards the outer third. Next payoff on the way. Outside, ball four. Well up and out of his crouch was Davis to snare that one. It's the first base runner of the game for the Bay Sox as Prieto draws a rare free pass. It's just his ninth walk of the season. Prieto back on base as a leadoff base runner for Kobe Mayo. Mayo into the righty box, 0-for-1 today. Struck out looking. One of five Jones punch-outs. First pitch. He takes low. Davis able to snare it in front of him and entrap it there as Prieto stays put at first base. The count's 1-0 here to Mayo. Well, we saw a full count to Dante Williams in the last frame for Bowie, but it hasn't been a strong sign that Jones has been fleeting in the strike zone. He's been working with a lot of efficiency. 1-0. Fastball popped up right side, and it'll get well out of play. Counts even now to Kobe Mayo. Mayo went 5-for-20 in the series last week in Harrisburg to bounce off of a 3-13 two-week homestand in Bowie. Just prior to that. I'll check on Prieto over at first. He's back standing. Cesar is 3-for-5 swiping bags this season. And a very capable arm in Henry Davis. Bay Sox didn't really try to even challenge him in Altoona the first time these two teams met in the regular season. 1-1 to Mayo. Swing and a miss. Fastball outer third. And the count goes to 1-2. Mayo has gotten a lot better with his swing decisions as of late. Talked about the hot hitting at home, but he compiled it with good walk numbers on the home, on the road and at home. 435 on base in his last 17 games as he shrugs away from the 1-2 pitch. Fastball misses down, and the count's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. A lot of velocity on that fastball from Jones, who can run it to the mid to upper 90s. Gets on the hitters very quickly. 2-2. He's driven out towards center field, but shallow off the end of the bat. Gorski comes charging in, and it falls in front of him. Just a little bit of a bleeder. Peguero was running out from second base. Gorski was jogging in from center. Frazier from right went running in as well, and it dropped right in between all three of them. Prieto, a good read, still gets to second safely. It's the first Bay Sox hit. First to have reached here in the fourth. Just a lazy fly ball off the end of the bat. Sometimes you just need one to fall. And Bowie hasn't hit anything super hard yet in this inning, but it's the first real offensive threat for either team. Two on with nobody out for Heston Kerstad. 0 for 1 today. He smoked the ball back up the middle to the shortstop, Alvarez, his first time up. First pitch to him. Kerstad lines it to first. It's a fair ball past the dive of Martin and into the right field corner. Prieto gets the wave around third. He's going to score. Mayo gets the stop sign at third. RBI double for Heston Kerstad. And Bowie takes a 1-0 lead in the bottom half of the fourth. Well, Kerstad has hit Jared Jones hard all season long. Sixth double of the season for Kerstad, 17th RBI, and Bowie still in business here in the frame. One across, Mayo's at third, Kerstad in scoring position for John Rhodes. That was a shot off the bat from Heston Kerstad. Infield comes about halfway with the right-handed hitting John Rhodes. First pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball center cut. Rhodes just a little late on the swing. He went down on strikes his first time up. He's 0 for 1 today. And the infield's not fully in for the curve, but across the infield, they're about even with where the bags are. 0-1 to Rhodes. Takes over the outside edge for a ball. Fastball just missed off the outside edge of the plate at 96, and the count's even at a ball and a strike. Rhodes' third game back after a stint on the injured list. He's been one of the better situational hitters for Bowie. 269 average with 12 RBI this season with runners in scoring position. 1-1. Rhodes takes just below the knees. Another fastball, and he's ahead in the count at 2-1. Mayo on third. He delivered a bloop single after Cesar Prieto walked to lead off the frame. Kerstad off his RBI double. Waits on second. Still nobody out. Bottom of the fourth. Bay Sox took a 1-0 lead moments ago. Next pitch to Rhodes is fought off foul. Off the end of the bat to the right of the catcher, Davis. It cannons off the backstop. Counts 2-2 here to Rhodes. Two-two pitch. Rhodes swinging a miss. Off-speed up in the zone. It's the second time he's gone down on strikes here to Jones today. Sixth strikeout overall for Jones. Big first out for the curve here in the fourth. Still two in scoring position with one out for Mark Colesberry as Altoona gets an arm up in its bullpen. Matt Eckelman throwing right now the right-hander as Colesberry digs into the right-handed batter's box. Still to face Jones second time. He popped out his first time up. First pitch fouled straight back. Got a fastball in the upper quadrant of the zone and hit the netting behind home plate. Counts 0-1 here to Colesberry. Still no RBIs for Colesberry in his brief stint here with Bowie thus far. This just his fourth game. So far 2 for 13 with a double. 0-1. And a half-hearted swing and an outside delivery. He went around. That time, fooled on the changeup. The count's nothing and two here to Colesberry. Infield still pretty much at the same depth for Altoona, about even with the bags, halfway up, with one out, and runners on second and third for Bowie. 0-2 pitch to Colesberry. Way outside. Couldn't get the curveball to snap. Davis with a good stop out to his right-hand side, reaching across his body to keep it in front of him. The count's 1-2. Jones comes set. High leg kick in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Off speed, lower quadrant of the zone. Colesberry swung through it. Big back-to-back strikeouts for Jared Jones. Now has 7 on the evening. Infield can now retreat for Altoona with 2 outs and Zach Watson coming to the plate. The Bay Sox hit Jared Jones rather well in his first appearance against Bowie last month. 7 hits, but they did leave 6 runners stranded. They're trying to put up a crooked number here. First pitch, the right-handed hitting Watson is chopped. High to third, Maggi. Fields above his cap and makes a strong throw across the diamond in time to retire Watson in the side. Bay Sox do get a run in the frame. RBI double from Essen Kerstad gives Bowie a 1-0 lead. We've played four at Prince George's Stadium, and Bowie leads 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAB.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman, Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? On-site x-ray departments and government-certified labs. They're fully staffed by radiologic technologists and lab professionals every day of the year. These services help our staff more accurately diagnose injuries like broken bones and illnesses like pneumonia. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Well, Justin Armbruster is working with so much pace here at Prince George's Stadium that you can hardly keep up with him. It's 0-1 to Mason Martin as we lead off the top half of the fifth, and the next pitch is sprayed foul right side as well. Camp quickly goes to nothing and two. Bay Sox lead 1-0 here towards the top half of the fifth, a game that quickly developed into a pitcher's duel and has been flying on by. But the Bay Sox struck for a back-to-back hit, second time through against Jared Jones, and were able to crack the scoreboard. Two hits for the curve so far against Justin Armbruster. He's ahead 0-2 here to Mason Martin. He's off the frame in the left-handed batter's box. Next pitch is tight, and the count goes to 1-2. Armbruster couldn't get him to change the cutter that time up in the zone. Martin's 0-1 today, grounded out to shortstop his first time up. 1-2 pitch is popped up. Mile high right side. Colesvery is off with the mask, now into foul territory to the right of home plate. Nearly ran into the bat of Martin that he flung out to his right-hand side to jog down to first, but Colesvery is able to make the catch just in front of it in foul ground for the first down of the frame. Quickly one down here for Justin Armbruster. 44 pitches for him here to record one out in the fifth inning. And the bases are empty here as Jacob Gonzalez gets set to step up. Gonzalez DHing tonight, the right-handed hitter, is 0-1. He flew out to left field first time up. Made contact with the second pitch of his plate appearance. That's been the key for Armbruster. Hasn't been a lot of strikeouts, only one of them in fact, but contact early in counts. Misses outside of the first pitch fastball. He's fallen behind 1-0 here to Gonzalez. Next pitch, grounded left side again. Deep in the hole is a shortstop, Servideo. Fields in between his legs, takes time to gather, and throws the first. Strong delivery in time, 6-3 put out, two down in the fifth.
The third baseman,
Drew. Now the base is empty with two outs and Drew Maggi coming to the plate. It's been unrivaled efficiency from Armbruster, who again enjoyed his deepest outing of the season back in April in Altoona, where he went 5 1/3. Right now, no reason to think he can't pitch into the sixth for the second time this season here tonight as he fires a first pitch strike over the inner third, a breaking ball to Drew Maggi. He's 0-1 today. He had a ground ball to the third baseman, Kobe Mayo, his first time up. 0-1. Fastball taken outside. Counts 1-1. Also, got to recognize the chemistry from Mark Colesvery and Justin Armbruster as well, and we'll talk more about that here after the 1-1 pitch. It's fouled straight back, 1-2. Two had a brief mound chat in the first inning after giving up that leadoff double to Leover Peguero, and you got to remember, Colesvery it's his first time down here working with a lot of these arms. And you get a leadoff man out there in scoring position, you got to recycle through some signs. And Armbruster running an extensive arsenal. It's not always easy, but the two have shrugged off those early struggles and became quite the efficient combo. 1-2 pitch. Misses outside. And the count's even. Fastball away that time from Maggi. Bases empty here, top half of the fifth. Bay Sox lead 1-0. The 2-2. Hit on the ground, left side, foul. Mayo watched it all the way as action does continue in the Altoona bullpen. Matt Eckelman continues to warm up, the right-hander. We'll see here with Jared Jones, obviously being hit a lot harder second time through the order, but also remember, second start off the injured list with what was defined as back spasms. Always got to be careful with that. 2-2 is popped up. Left side in fair territory. The third baseman, Mayo, calls for it and into the infield grass. He takes a shuffle to his left and makes the catch. Another 1-2-3 frame for Justin Armbruster through five stellar shutout innings. Bay Sox lead 1-0. Young Capital Gold, WNAB.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When workdays are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Along to the bottom half of the fifth inning here at Prince George's Stadium. The Bay Sox lead 1-0. The curve are into their bullpen as Matt Eckelman comes on to relieve right-handed starter Jared Jones. Final line on Jones in a moment as the Bay Sox bring the bottom third of their lineup to the dish. T.T. Bowens leads off against Eckelman and swings at the first pitch, a breaking ball. Hit on two hops over to third. Maggi fields out to his left. The throw is a little wide of the bag, and it pulls Martin, the first baseman, off, but takes him right into the line of the runner, and he applies the tag to Bowens. So a little unconventional, but a 5-3 putout on the first pitch erases him. He's 0-2 tonight. One out and the base is empty for Dante Williams. The final line as it stands here on Jones. Four innings, two hits, only one run. It was earned on a walk in seven strikeouts. Pretty good day at the office. Dante Williams takes the first pitch. A called strike on an off-speed towards the top of the zone. Nothing in one. Williams went down swinging. One of seven Jones strikeouts back in the third inning. 0-1 pitch. Slow off-speed, misses well outside. Williams takes, counts even at a ball and a strike. 54 pitches for Jones, 39 of them strikes. Got to remember, still making his comeback from a brief injured list stint. As the 1-1, well away, counts now 2-1. But also, just second time through the order, the elevated fastballs were timed up well by those Bay Sox hitters, and back-to-back hits in the frame. The Heston-Kerstad double really did them in, but credit to Jones bearing down and limiting it to one run in that frame. Bowie had two in scoring position with nobody out as Williams takes tight again. The count's 3-1. Next pitch on the way. And swung on, popped up. Left side, Maggi, third baseman, racing over into foul territory with his back turned to the infield. He watches as it hits off the hill behind the curve relievers in the bullpen, and the count goes to 3-2. So that brings on Matt Eckelman, who's been a very effective reliever for this Altoona team. Nine appearances, does have a start, 20 innings. He only has a 1.74 ERA. Right-hander sends a 6-3, 281, but doesn't bring a ton of velocity as his 3-2 misses high. Fastball sits just a little under 90 miles an hour. He walks Williams, the pitch just above the letters. Second walk for Kerr pitching tonight. One out base runner for Bowie here in the fifth. It's the 12th walk of the season for Dante Williams as Anthony Servideo now steps into the left-handed batter's box. Servideo 0-for-1 today. The swinging strikeout. First pitch to him. Slowly floats in. Low, it's taken, and the count's 1-0. One-oh pitch. Fastball lined the other way. Scott racing over towards the foul line in left field. It hooks and slices foul just over top of the curve bullpen. It's in play here at Prince George's Stadium, and the count's 1-1 to Servideo. It'll be interesting to see if Bowie, in a situation like this, with a run lead and the speed of Dante Williams over at first base, if they do try to run, because Henry Davis obviously is the complete package when it comes to a very capable defensive catcher with a very strong arm. Bowie didn't really test him in April. We'll check on Williams here, and he's back standing. But you've got a pitcher that doesn't necessarily have the velocity of a Jared Jones in Matt Eckelman, particularly with his off-speed. If you can get it timed up, there's definitely a very good jump you can get. Good secondary from Williams. The pitch is taken for a called strike by Servideo over the inner third. Davis snapped back towards first. Looked like he wanted to back pick, but lost it on the transfer. Dropped down next to him. So Williams gets back. The count's 1-2 here to Servideo. One out and a runner on first. Bay Sox lead 1-0 here in the bottom half of the fifth. Runner goes. Eckelman's 1-2. Taken outside. The throw down to second is in plenty of time to nail Williams. Was more or less a pitch out in a 1-2 count. They pitched it right into the right-handed batter's box, and Davis was out of his crouch, ready to pump and throw. So they nab Williams on a caught stealing. And there's two down here, and the base is empty. It's the fourth time Williams has been caught in 9 attempts this season, and you're looking for the right pitch to run on. It's just unfortunate that Davis and Eckelman were on the right page there. 2-2. Off-speed, floats high, and the count fills here to Servideo. Eckelman looking for a 1-2-3 frame out of the pen to try to keep the Bay Sox at bay with the lower third of their order. Payoff pitch. Hanging breaking ball laced out to right center field. It touches down for a base hit. Frazier took a good angle on it running into the right center alleyway. They hold Servideo to a single. It's a third hit for Bowie. And turns over the lineup here to Cesar Prieto. Good swing from Servideo to stay on that 3-2 breaking ball. Watched it all the way down towards the knees and got a good piece of it in the right center. His seventh hit and 38 double-A at-bats. Flips over the lineup here to Prieto. Eastern League leader in average in hits. No hits for him yet today, but he did walk and score the lone run of the game in the fourth. First pitch, he squares, pulls back as the pitch misses low, and the count's 1-0 here to Prieto. Third baseman Maggi is on the edge of the infield grass, but he's to the left of the cutout. They're playing the left-handed hitter slightly to pull here. 1-0. Prieto whacks it the other way. Foul. Off-speed, they caught a good chunk of the strike zone. Just couldn't guide it the other way as the count goes to 1-1. Next pitch. Prieto takes outside a fastball. Counts 2-1. Well, the 10-game hitting streak did come to an end for Cesar Prieto. He has the two longest hitting streaks by any Bay Sox player this season, with his 11-game streak as well that he had back in April. The 2-1. Prieto bounces it back up the middle. Shortstop Alvarez was playing shaded that way. Fields out to his left behind the second base bag and nabs Prieto. So Prieto tried to start a new streak. Is 0-for-2 tonight as the sides retired in the fifth. Bay Sox still lead 1-0 as we head to the sixth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
At Luminous Health, we're covering all the bases when it comes to scheduling your healthcare appointments. Services like primary care, orthopedics, physical therapy, and imaging are available to book online from your phone, tablet, or computer. We'll help you find an appointment at a location and time that works for you, because at Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Visit luminoushealth.org. That's luminishealth.org to schedule today.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Back here at Prince George's Stadium, Bay Sox lead 1-0 as we head to the top half of the sixth inning. Bowie is trying to get back in the win column and pick up their 10th win of the season. Eat up some ground. They're in the bottom of the Southwest Division standings, but trying to get back into what is a very tight race. And they're doing so far with sensational work from their starting pitcher, Justin Armbruster, who pitches into the sixth inning for the second time this year. He's set to face 8-9-1 in the curve lineup. And that starts with Andres Alvarez into the righty box. First pitch, he lifts his arms out of the way. On an inside cutter, and the count goes to 1-0. Just two hits for Altoona so far today. Five straight retired here by Armbruster as the next pitch catches the top of the zone, a called strike. Evens the count at 1-1. Slider gets over that time from Armbruster. Alvarez bounced out to second his first time up. He's 0-1 on the day. 1-1 pitch. Swung on, hit on the ground towards third. High hop for Mayo, who fields behind the bag. Has plenty of time to gather and step into a strong throw to first. 5-3 put out. Alvarez retired. And there's one down here in the sixth. Well, it's the fifth time in seven starts that Justin Armbruster has completed five innings. Again, taking a shutout into the sixth for the second time against the curve this season. He's thrown a season-high 9 scoreless frames. First pitch, check swing from Connor Scott in the lefty box. He went around. Curveball fooled him over the inside edge, and he starts behind nothing and one. Scott's 0-1 today. He popped down his first time, the second baseman Prieto. Armbruster had 8 scoreless to start the year. Compiled that with back-to-back very nice starts. Next pitch is swatted into left center field. Watson ranging into the gap. He makes the call and the catch. Good closing speed out to his right-hand side as he fields drifting into the alleyway. Quickly two down here in the sixth. But for Justin Armbruster, the sixth inning was really make or break for him last season. So you get back to the top of the lineup here. It's third time through as he faces Leover Peguero. Bases empty, 2 outs. Bay Sox lead 1-0. First pitch from Armbruster. It swung on and popped up. Bowen's first baseman gives it a jog over onto the edge of the track in foul territory, but it's well into the seats. Out of play right side to start Peguero out, nothing and one. Peguero's 1-for-2 today. Led off the game with a very hard hit double into the left center gap, but since then, the right-hander's been in control for the Bay Sox. 0-1. Is laced down the left field line. It hooks in fair territory and bounces into the corner. Peguero rounds first. Williams waits for it to bounce his way in the corner. Strong throw in. Won't be in time. Sliding in feet first is Peguero with his second double of the ball game. It's just the third hit for Altoona, but they have the tying run just like that in scoring position here with two down in the sixth. Again, second double of the day. Ninth of the season for Peguero. And it allows Matt Frazier to step in. Well, to finish that point on Armbruster, last season in the sixth inning was a 6.35 ERA. He did a good job of getting into the sixth inning. It was just about getting out of it. He's trying to do that here against Frazier. 1-for-2 on the day. First pitch in on the ground, left side. It nearly hits the runner. Servideo bobbles trying to field behind, and his throw to the first base is late. They're going to call it an E6. Second error for Servideo. Up to third on the play is Peguero. He was taking off with contact with two outs. The ball nearly hit him through on the bounce, so he jumped out of the way in the baseline, and that maybe obstructed the vision of Servideo, who tried to field. It handcuffed him about belt high, and his throw made just a hair late to the bag. So now the tying run 90 feet away as Henry Davis steps up. This will be quite the jam. First one really here for Armbruster to try to wiggle out of. Davis is 0-for-2 today. First pitch. Fastball tight. Davis leans backwards with the top half of his body as he takes for ball one. Davis flew out to right field. He also bounced into a 6-4-3 double play. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Came back with the slider. Davis fooled as it ducked underneath his bat path, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. Davis doubled off Armbruster back in Altoona. That was really the at-bat that ended his start as he hits one here into the right center gap. Kerstad's going back towards the track, towards the wall, and it's gone. Just on cue, Henry Davis leaves the building, an opposite field home run. It's his ninth of the season, and Altoona, just like that, takes a 3-1 lead. Three consecutive base runners with two outs in the fifth on Justin Armbruster, and Henry Davis, one of the hottest hitters in Double A, has done it again. .400 shot, 102.7 off the bat. And it has sucked the air out of this stadium as pitching coach Forrest Herman comes out for a mound visit. Bowie's starting to get a right-hander active in their bullpen. Shame for Armbruster, who had been pitching so well. Of course, you'll have to factor in the error on Servideo when you calculate his final line, but certainly a tough one for Bowie as it's Tyler Burch, the right-hander, getting loose right now. Very fine margins, and that's been the issue for the Bay Sox here. 29th home run conceded at Prince George's Stadium this season. That is the most any team's allowed at home, and it's the third straight start that Armbruster's allowed a long ball. Can still salvage a good start here, get through the sixth as Forrest Herman heads back to the Bay Sox dugout. Still two down, it's now a clean slate with Matt Gorski coming to the dish. How quickly the tides of momentum can turn, though. Curve now lead 3-1, Gorski's 0-for-2 today as he digs into the righty box. First pitch, takes low and away, and the count's 1-0. Gorski's hit the ball in the air twice tonight, he's 0-for-2. Popped out to Bowens in foul territory and has also flown out to right field. 1-0 is popped up again. Pulls very off with the mask, giving it a look, but it's about 4 or 5 rows deep behind home. Foul ball evens the count and a ball and a strike. Gorski back, the 1-1. Over the outside edge, a called strike. Cutter that time gets Armbruster ahead at 1-2. Still just the one strikeout for Armbruster. That's been the really surprising thing, especially coming off a season high in Harrisburg. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Well, he picks up number two right there. So he drops in the breaking ball to get him out of the sixth. Altoona does take the lead, a 3-run home run from Henry Davis. It's 3-1 curve. Bowie Bats will be looking to rally when we come back. At the bottom of the sixth on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4377.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Bottom of the sixth inning from Prince George's Stadium, 2-3-4 scheduled to hit for Bowie in the frame against the reliever Matt Eckelman, right-hander, back on for a second inning of work as Altoona now leads 3-1. First pitch to Mayo is taken outside for a ball. Counts 1-0 here to Mayo. 1-for-2 day for Kobe. An opposite field single. Hope the Bay Sox piece together their only run of the contest so far as now takes over the inside edge towards the top of the zone, evens the count at 1. Eckelman, a knuckleballer, back on for his second inning of work. He pitched a scoreless bottom half of the fifth, around a base hit and a walk. Next pitch to Mayo. Hit on the ground left side. Stays low for Alvarez, who fields in between his legs. A looping throw wide of the bag, but Martin got the tag on. Was to the left of the first baseman, who leapt off the bag and then in one motion brought the ball in, reached behind him, and tug out Mayo on the shoulder. Unconventional 6-3 put out, but there's one away here in the sixth. And the bases will be empty for Eston Kerstad to bat. RBI double for Kerstad his last time up. He's hit the ball hard both times. As the first pitch knuckleball misses well outside, Eston takes and the count's 1-0. Line shot back up the middle for Kerstad in the first inning as well. That was snared by the shortstop Alvarez. He's playing him just to the left of the second base bag on the edge of the outfield grass. 1-0. Kerstad flinches. It's a called strike, top of the zone. On a knuckleball that evens the count. Tyler Burch still warming in the Bowie bullpen. Might seem the last of Justin Armbruster tonight, who is in line for a stellar outing. It got away from him rather quickly. 1-1, Kerstad cranks it foul. Off the top of the padded wall, just shy of the first row of seats. Bounces back in play in right field, but they'll go fish it out and jump it into the crowd. The count's 1-2. Armbruster was just an out away from 6 shutout frames, but a couple of hits with an error. And Henry Davis' 3-run homer gave Altoona the lead. Next pitch is popped up left side. Maggi, the third baseman, was playing shifted, but retreats back over to the third base bag. Takes a quick shuffle to his left then. Makes a catch on the infield dirt. Kerstad retired, 1-for-3 on the day. Quickly 2 down in the sixth as John Rhodes comes up. And he'll factor onto the line of Armbruster, who does allow 3 runs. None of them, however, earned as it currently stands on his final line because of the error to Anthony Servideo on the ground ball just before the Davis home run. Here's John Rhodes. First pitch, the off-speed, dropped into the top of the zone for a called strike. Rhodes looking to keep a 4-game hitting streak alive. He's gone down swinging twice so far. Right on right as the 0-1 comes in, and it's laced the other way towards right field. Frazier backpedaling, edge of the track, leaps into the air, and it's off the edge of his glove, and Cannon's off the wall. Rhodes has wheels. He's around second as Frazier bobbles it momentarily. Throw comes in. It skips past the cutoff man. John Rhodes standing at third with a 2-out triple. And John Rhodes extends that hitting streak to 5 games. A good opposite field charge for his first triple of the season. Bowie's got to run 90 feet away. See if they can plate him here with Mark Colesvary. And John Rhodes continues to swing a hot bat since coming back to the lineup off the injured list. Had been swinging a hot bat going into it after a bit of a cold spell. But he has hit the ball to right center and right field particularly hard. First pitch to Colesvary, pops foul right side, well out of play. Nothing in one, the count. Right-handed hitting catcher is 0-for-2 today. A soft bloop liner to the shortstop and a swinging strikeout. 0-1. Misses well outside. Davis leapt forward out of his crouch to pick it on the backhand. His knuckleball floated away from him and it keeps Rhodes over at third base. Now the 1-1 pitch. Colesvary cranks it. Left field. Scott back. Track. Wall. Gone. First Bay Sox home run for Mark Colesvary. A deep drive to left field. 394 feet. And Bowie's bounced back to tie the game at 3 here in the bottom half of the 6th. A hanging off speed pitch at the knees, and Colesberry didn't miss it. Just under 105 miles an hour off the bat. It's his 3rd long ball overall in the season, had 2 of them in AAA. And there's the fight back you want to see from the Bay Sox bats. A 2-out rally of their own here to tie the game. And I'll bring up Zach Watson. First pitch off speed, top of the zone, he takes. And counts 1-0. 0-for-2 day for Watson. Ground down to strikeout. He takes low and away. And I'll make the count 2-0. That's a rarity for Matt Eckelman, who has kept hitters off balance with his mix so far. But that's earned runs for him now in 3 straight appearances. They're going scoreless for his first 2 outings in the month of May that included a 5-inning performance. But Bowie's gotten to him here to tie the game up at 3 in the bottom half of the 6th inning. 2-0. Watson takes just off the outside edge of the plate a fastball, and the count's 3 balls and no strikes. Altoona starting to get bodies stirring in that bullpen. Nobody up throwing yet as the 3-0 comes in. Watson over the outside edge takes, or inside edge, I should say. As it's called for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. Next pitch. Takes low and away for ball 4. Fastball couldn't find the outside edge of the zone. Second walk for Eckelman. It's the 3rd overall for curve pitching. And now Watson on first, representing a go-ahead run for T.T. Bowens. There's going to be a mound visit here with Matt Eckelman. Altoona now does have a right-hander up and throwing. Before Bowens is set to bat. Bowens is 0-for-2 on the day. He's flown out to center field and bounced out to third base here in his double-A debut. Long awaited for him. We'll see what he can do here in his first big spot. Again, quickly 2 outs for Matt Eckelman in his 2nd inning of relief. Then a 2-out triple to right field for John Rhodes that was just out of the grasp of the right fielder Matt Frazier. For Mark Colesberry, launched a 2-run home run to left center field, tying the game up at 3. Watson's walked here now with 2 outs to keep the rally going. So here is Bowens. Right-handed hitting, first baseman's 0-for-2. A fly ball hit sharply to center and a ground ball to third so far in his first appearance here at AA. His first pitch from Eckelman's high. Counts 1-0. Bowens was a major power bat for Aberdeen last season. Spent most of the season with the Ironbirds. They're going to check on Watson at first. He's back standing. Certainly a stolen base threat with 2 outs, especially when you consider lack of velocity coming in. He's 4-for-4 attempting steals this season. He's got a good healthy lead over at first. Stays put. Bowen swings through. Back pick from Davis. Picked on the short hop by Martin in front of the first base bag. But Watson's back with a feet first dive. Counts 1-1 here to T.T. Bowens. Bowens was Aberdeen's player of the year. In a year with the first half championship for the Ironbirds. He had 248, 7 home runs, 45 RBIs. 1-1. The off-speed floats high. Now 2 balls and 1 strike. But a very potent power bat. I'm wondering sure that Bowie is happy having its lineup after a long wait. 2-1. Lacey other way. Foul. It's going to hook well out of play. Behind the Bay Sox bullpen. Onto the grass hill. Counts 2-2 now to Bowens. Bowens started the season on the injured list. Had to make a brief rehab stint with the Ironbirds before making his way up now. 2-2, 2 outs. Runner on first, tie game. Runner goes, and the pitch is whacked foul right side. Fastball towards the upper quadrant of the zone. Bowens gets a piece on the jam shot and gets it over the netting behind home to stay alive. Eckelman approaches 40 pitches. You wonder if this might be the last hitter he faces. Trying to get out of the frame. He'll spin and throw back to first. Watson's back standing again. Made it a little close by electing not to dive, but he's still back in there. Before Martin can apply the quick swipe tag. Two in the frame for the Bay Sox. They've tied the game here at three in the bottom half of the sixth. The next 2-2, runner goes, and Bowens fights it off foul again. Another jam shot on an inside fastball, but again gets a piece to stay alive. This will be the sixth pitch of the at-bat. Still a 2-2 count. Watson towards the edge of the cutout with his lead at first. Right-hander set the pitch. It's outside. It was essentially a pitch out, the same way they had nabbed Dante Williams in the last inning. A fastball well high and outside. And Davis was standing behind home plate rather than being in the crouch. So now the count fills to Bowens. Runner will be off with the pitch. The 3-2. It's outside, ball four. Very close with an off-speed, but a good take and a really good battle from T.T. Bowens. Reaches base for the first time in Double-A. Back-to-back walks for Eckelman, who could be reaching the end of his line. As Bowie has a go-ahead run in scoring position here in the sixth. Dante Williams scheduled to bat. Calix Crabb out of the dugout, and he'll make the move to the pen. Bowie's tied the game here in the sixth. They're trying to take the lead. 2-1 with two outs. Meet the new curve arm when we come back. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAB.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Ink is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Ink can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Ink. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Ink, your lawn and pest team.
Back here at Prince George's Stadium, Bay Sox have tied the game in the bottom half of the sixth. They've got two on with two outs trying to take the lead. Dante Williams scheduled to bat. The curver back into their bullpen. Third arm of the night is the right-hander, Tanaj Thomas. Line is not yet closed on Matt Eckelman, who went an inning and two-thirds, allowed a game-tying two-run home run to Mark Holzberry earlier in the frame. The two runners on base, his responsibility as Williams is set to dig in. Thomas on the season, the right-hander, is 2-1 on the season through 11 appearances, an 8.25 ERA. He's gone 12 frames, allowed 11 earned runs on 11 hits, 13 runs overall. Pair of homers, a pair of hit batters. He's walked 8 and struck out 7. And a big spot here from Dante Williams. It's a base hit with Watson's speed on second. Could give Bowie the lead. Williams is 0-1 today. He struck out swinging in the third. Worked a full count walk in the fifth. Into the left-handed batter's box. Gets the right-handed arm of Thomas. Righty set with the long black sleeves. Looks back the runner at second. Now kicks and deals. Williams twitches at a low fastball and starts out 1-0. Pulled the bat slightly off his shoulder, but was able to keep it well back. And he sits ahead in the count here. 11 RBI on the season for Williams. 3-for-19 on the season with runners in scoring position, but he does have 11 RBIs. A creep in from second, throw back to second base. Watson's back safely, very close on the head first dive. It was Alvarez, the shortstop, that went creeping in to cover the second base bag, snuck behind Watson. Good reaction on the twitch inside move there from Thomas. The speedy base runner to get back. Nobody holding on Bowens at first. The infield's back for Altoona fully. 1-0, and it's hit back up the middle, but right to Alvarez, playing behind the second base bag. He'll run it to the bag, erase Bowens, and retire the side. But Bowie does tie the game. Two-run home run from Mark Holzberry makes it a 3-3 game. Matt Sabatis will take you the rest of the way. When we come back for the seventh, listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAB.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capitol Gold WNAV.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Now back to Bay Sox Baseball on Capitol Gold WNAV.
Well, we're on to the seventh inning here at Prince George's Stadium. Second time this season that a Bay Sox starter has been able to polish off six strong frames. Justin Armbruster doing it for the first time in his 2023 campaign. It's Tyler Burch taking over for the Bay Sox here in the seventh against Mason Martin, number five batter for Altoona. A 3-3 ball game. First pitch. And he watches slider miss down and in. It's 1-0 to start. After Martin, it'll be Jacob Gonzalez and Drew Maggi to bat, as they've still yet to put the scoreboard up. Finally, they do. And it took a whole pitch and a half to get us there, as Martin is 0-2 on the day, popped out to the catcher in foul territory his last time up. Next pitch. Called a strike in the outside half of the plate, and it's quickly 1-1. Justin Armbruster, quality start. Six innings, four hits, three runs. None of them were earned. He struck out two, didn't walk anyone, and gave up a homer. All three runs were on the home run. 1-1 pitch, high bouncer foul, first base side, and it's one ball and one strike. But it makes way for Burch, a 6'2", 190-pound right-hander, traded over from Philadelphia in 2021. I forget, what deal was that? I'm so used to saying it constantly that I've just completely forgotten what it was, as the 1-2 pitch is checked on down low and appeal as it bounces in. Count goes even at two balls and two strikes as they rule he held up.
Freddie Galvis?
The Galvis. My good, I knew it was Freddie, and I was like, it's not Freddie Freeman. They all, what? What is going on with me? It's a 2-2 count as Burch is having a strong year of his own. Nine strikeouts against five walks in seven appearances. The 2-2 offering. Line to first, and a great scoop on one bounce by T.T. Bowen. So he'll curl around and jog to the bag himself. Three unassisted to get it started. Not the hardest hit ball, 91 miles an hour, but the way it fell in right in front of the glove of T.T. Bowens made that very difficult to scoop. But he got it, and there's one gone. Here's Jacob Gonzalez. Tyler Burch on the season. 0-1 record, a 4.32 ERA, 8 1/3 innings. Told you nine strikeouts, five walks. He has allowed three home runs, which is tied for the bullpen lead. As the first pitch in here to Jacob Gonzalez is called a strike. Fastball hits the bottom half of the plate, and it's nothing and one to start. Burch is coming off of a strong outing in Harrisburg that saw him fire an inning and a third scoreless. One strikeout, one walk, no hits. He's on a pretty good run as the 0-1 misses down and away. It's one ball and one strike. 5 1/3 consecutive scoreless innings for Burch. He's given up four walks, two hits, and five strikeouts over the span. And it's his longest of the season dating back into mid-April. Another hard bouncing ball, this one up the third baseline and past Kobe Mayo's outstretched glove. That's going to be an extra base hit for Gonzalez as it's dug out by Dante Williams in the corner. It's a double for Gonzalez, his first of the season. And go-ahead run now suddenly in scoring position for Altoona. We've seen moments like these for the Bay Sox at plenty of points this season. And this is probably going to be perhaps the most critical juncture of the game. If Burch can strand this runner, It'll be on the Bay Sox offense to make sure that they fight back, because a lot of times from what we've seen, and it feels like a constant battle, is that when Bowie is able to overcome a deficit like they have today, they only get one more chance to actually push ahead, if that makes sense. First pitch up to Drew Maggi is up and away, and it's 1-0 to start. 0 for 2 day for Maggi, a ground out to third, and then a pop out to third. Last one came up in the fifth inning. As the 1-0 from Birch is drilled out toward deep left field, Williams, with his back to the infield, sprints, runs, tracks it down, and makes the catch with his hand over his shoulder. Dante Williams, you can never put it past him. He's got some of the best jump times from what we've seen in the Eastern League, at the very least, and his speed, too, is nearly unmatched. So, two away, here's Andres Alvarez. Alvarez 0 for 2. Grounded out to second in the third, then to third in the sixth. First pitch to him. It's up and away, and it's 1-0 to start. And last time Birch allowed an earned run was his first of two appearances in the Richmond series. He took the loss back in the 25th, allowing two runs on two hits. One strikeout, no walks. 1-0 pitch. Nice curveball. Called for strike. Ends up middle of the plate. And it's one ball and one strike. 3-3 game here in the top of the seventh inning. Each side with five hits. Bowie with an error. As the 1-1 is an off-speed, misses high. Two balls and one strike. You know, I was walking around the clubhouse outside of Harrisburg the other day. And they made some changes to their clubhouse, added a couple of outside pod areas, so coaches had more space. It allows players to have more space. As the 2-1 pitch is reached for and fouled off right side, count goes even at 2. And I came across Tyler Birch and Easton Lucas, both on their phones. And I'd seen them messing around on their phones a couple of times this season. I don't really remember seeing it too much last year. But they were playing some game that I've seen and just couldn't tell you anything about. It's called Hearthstone. You ever heard of that? Exactly. Here's the 2-2. Crushed into center field, but a slow jog back from Zach Watson says he's going to make an easy catch. He does. Little over the shoulder and a slight bend. Strands that one out double at second. And it's time to stretch. We can talk more about card games I've never heard of in a bit. You're listening to Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green, Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green, Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green, Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green, Inc., your lawn and pest team.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland. The real estate company of choice.
Another patient first difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Bottom of the seventh here in Bowie as the Bay Sox are tied at 3. As Harrisburg, that was last week. Altoona brings Tanaj Thomas back out. Faced one batter to get out of a jam in the sixth inning, and he fires a first-pitch strike to Anthony Servideo. And I'm just realizing now I never actually wrote in the first pitching change for Matt Eckelman. Or Tanaj Thomas, because he didn't face really anybody for too long. Next pitch is her video misses down. Maybe a bit inside more so. And the count goes even at 1-1. 9-1-2 set up for Bowie in this lineup. Servideo 1-for-2, a single. Back in the 6th inning, make it the 5th inning as he watches another pitch miss down. And it runs the count to 2 balls and 1 strike. But Jones fortunately taken off the hook after what was such a strong start for him as the 2-1 is up and away, 3-1. Jones fired 4 innings. He was eventually going to be a losing pitcher until Altoona had charged back thanks to an error. Allowed 1 run on 2 hits with 7 strikeouts. Struck out 5 of the first 9 batters. 3-1. And Servideo grounds it to first. High chop where it's picked by Martin. It holds him back far enough that he'll have to underhand the pitcher. But Thomas, a quick snap to the base. And it's a 3-1 put out. Servideo 1-for-3 on the day. Eckelman fired 1 2/3 innings. Gave up 3 hits and 2 runs. Both were earned. Didn't strike anyone out with that knuckleball of his. Walked 3 of them and gave up a home run. 2 out home runs, the story of today's game, as the first pitch to Cesar Prieto was fouled off right side. Start the count out at 1-0. 0-for-2 day for Prieto. Did get on base, though. Drawing a walk in the fourth, scoring the Bay Sox run. Wants to start a new hit streak, however, after losing his 10-gamer on Sunday. 0-1 pitch. And he bounces it just foul up the first baseline. Very close. And it's already nothing in two. Thomas, 11 appearances, a 2-1 record, an 8.25 ERA. 12 innings, 7 strikeouts, 8 walks. Prieto digs back in for the 0-2. Thomas holds set. Turns, kicks, fires. And it's down and in. Count goes to 1 ball and 2 strikes. Been an interesting couple of days for Andre, I must say. Drive home from Harrisburg on Sunday had him glued to his phone for reasons that were very much not baseball, as the 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike 3, down and away. First strikeout for Thomas, 8th overall for Altoona pitching, and there's 2 away here in the 7th. Andre, a noted Philadelphia 76ers fan, didn't get the best outcome that he had hoped for on Sunday, but I mean, honestly, the expected had happened earlier today with Doc Rivers being announced as, you know, on the market. First pitch to Kobe Mayo is called a ball down and away. It's 1-0 to start. And then they've got the draft lottery later tonight. Since the Sixers went so deep in the draft, there's not even a chance for them, right?
No.
Yeah, I figured. I don't know how lotteries work. I don't watch NBA. 1-0 pitch. Outside, it's 2 balls and no strikes. Elsewhere in the system, things going pretty well for Jackson Holliday, if you can believe it. Down with high A Aberdeen, just through 4 innings. He's got a home run, a triple, and a double. Let's even get that cycle for the Ironbirds. 2-0 pitch to Mayo. It's too far outside. That slider from Thomas not locating just yet. 3-0. Mayo 1-for-3, infield single, well, more of a pop single out past the second baseman in the fourth. He got to third base and was left stranded there. 3-0, and it's too far inside, a 4-pitch walk. Mayo's eyes have been improving a little bit lately. Here in May, his walk rate is up to nearly 20%, while his season walk rate is still under 15%. Heston Kerstad will bat with a go-ahead run on base, and now what's this? Henry Davis is just walking directly over to Calix Crabb in the dugout. And is there something wrong with his glove? Davis has just gone directly into the dugout. It's got to be his glove. I'm pretty sure he had taken it off while he was headed in. He kept his mask on the top of his head there, so it almost certainly has to be the glove, but that's just an interesting change. I guess when you've got a guy on base, you want to make sure you don't let anything slip by, but yeah, now he's got a new piece of leather. But he's good. Just a brief little delay. Now Kerstad digs in. RBI double in the fourth inning on a 1-for-3 day. First pitch, and he pops it up foul. Third base side, Maggi jogs after it, but it's going to get about five rows deep. Nothing in one to start. It was so nice to see Kerstad pick up that RBI double with two on in the fourth, because he's still only hitting sub-200 with runners in scoring position. Striking out nearly five times as often as he walks. The 0-1 pitch. And he watches down and inside. One ball and one strike. Looks to be Tyler Birch will take the eighth inning for Bowie as we sit here in the bottom of the seventh inning, a 3-3 game. Thomas and Davis clearly just not in a good path right now. After two quick outs, a ground out on the first pitch to Anthony Servideo, and then a strikeout on a 1-2 from Cesar Prieto. Something has gotten lost in the communication. I'm not sure. Leads to a lengthy battery visit that Tyler Whitty has to go break up. But one ball and one strike here on Kerstad. He popped out to third base his last time up. But now we reset. And the 1-1 pitch to Kerstad is on its way. Called a strike outside half of the plate. A little bit low as well. Good sinker. And it runs the count to a ball and two strikes now. Two-out action has been pretty notable in this game. Of the six runs scored, five of them have come with two outs. As Thomas sets, tall right-hander fires the 1-2, and it gets down and in on Kerstad, got the top of his back foot. Another sinker too far inside this time. And Kerstad gets hit by one. I feel like he's been taking a couple of beans more so than others. And the numbers back that up. That is his team-leading sixth hit by pitch of the season. Kobe Mayo trails him with five. And Mayo moves to second base on that hit by pitch. For John Rhodes, who tripled his last time up. A little bit of long toss in the bullpen for Altoona's Oliver Garcia. First pitch to Rhodes, and he swings and misses on a sinker down and inside. It's nothing in one to start. It was the sixth extra base hit of the season for Rhodes. Came home to score, of course, on Cole's Varys two-run home run as Mark is on deck for Bowie. 3-3 ball game. As Thomas fires in the 0-1, and it's a line drive right to short. Low-hanging liner for Andres Alvarez to pick out of the air. Easy grab ends the inning. Two runners left stranded. And we're on to the eighth here at Prince George's Stadium. A 3-3 ball game on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Rams Head on stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Hey Bay Sox fans, Matt Sabatis here. Macaroni Kid is your local online source to find family fun events, engaging activity ideas, resource guides, and to connect with locally owned, family-friendly businesses throughout the region, like the Bowie Bay Sox. Visit Macaroni Kid online today and subscribe to their free weekly newsletter to stay in the know. Macaroni Kid, they answer the never-ending question, what are we doing for fun today?
On to the eighth inning here in Bowie. Still a 3-3 ball game. Don't forget about the Bay Sox Live Happy Hour every Thursday at Prince George's Stadium. Live music, drink specials from 5 to 6:30. And what is this? The home plate umpire saying the gate in left field was not properly closed. Want to make sure that's closed before we get started. But you get out to the ballpark, get an early entrance, and enjoy some drink specials sponsored by Bud Light. You can get your tickets at baysox.com. First pitch here in the top of the eighth to Connor Scott misses up and away, and it's 1-0 to start as Tyler Birch continues on the mound. Gave up a double in a scoreless seventh inning, his first inning of relief. It'll be 9-1-2 in the Altoona lineup as the next pitch to Scott is called a strike. Off speed, hit the bottom half of the plate. And it's 1-1. 0-for-2 day for Scott. Popped out to second back in the third. Flew out to center field his last time up in the sixth. 1-1. And he grounds it to the right side. Great side shuffle by T.T. Bowens. Underhands to Birch. A foot race. And he beats out the runner by a step and a half. Man, Bowens has long legs. He can really cover some ground quickly. he made that look effortless. It wasn't a really hard hit ball. But Bowens got there fast. 3-1 put out. And back to the top of the lineup for Leover Peguero, who's been one of the biggest troublemakers this week. This week, it's been seven innings of the week so far. First pitch misses down and away for a ball. The days blend together. Come on, man. It's mid-May. I'm in mid-season form. Here's the 1-0, and it's floated up the first baseline. That's trouble and down. A base hit. Just over Bowens' head, it's going to be scooped in right by Kerstad and sent back to the infield, and one hop too late as Peguero cruises into second with his third double of the game, his 10th of the season. An interesting little run there for Leover Peguero. So it puts go-ahead run in scoring position. As Matt Frazier will dig in on a 1-for-3 day. First pitch. Frazier watches called strike, lower outside corner. Off speed from Birch, starts it out at nothing at once. So Birch basically in a carbon copy moment of the seventh inning. Because it was a ground ball to first that led to an out, then a double from the second batter, same as the seventh inning. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Another off-speed down. Birch showing great command of his off-speed stuff so far. Nothing in two. After that double in the seventh, Birch got two flyouts. One that did not advance the runner, held him in place. First one was shallow enough to keep it that way. As the Bay Sox are warming Wandas and Charles in their bullpen. 0-2 pitch, misses down. And it's one ball and two strikes. And we'll see what happens when they bring out the hard heat. Hopefully for Bowie, it might come, who knows, maybe a top of the ninth where they have the lead. The 1-2, way high, fastball. And it goes even at two balls and two strikes. But getting Charles loose with only one out does lead you to believe that they might bring him in if Birch doesn't go too far. Next pitch, crack bat, bouncer slowly to second. Prieto gloves on the backhand, throws to first. Runner will advance. That bat went helicoptering over toward the Bay Sox dugout before it came to a stop on the warning track. So Peguero to third, still a go-ahead run, but now two away. Thanks to the ground out by Frazier, now Henry Davis, who hit the three-run home run for Altoona in the sixth. Took it from a 1-0 Bay Sox lead to a 3-1 deficit. We sit tied here at 3, though, in the eighth inning. Righty on righty. 1-for-3 day for Davis with the long ball. First pitch. And he watches off speed. Just miss under the knees. That one looked close. Probably could have gone for called strike in a different scenario. 1-0 to start. One-oh. Curveball called for strike outside half. It's 1-1.
Birch has not allowed a home run since he gave up two to Richmond, two solo home runs back on the 25th. Those are his last runs allowed. 1-1 pitch. Check swing, high fastball, no appeal. Davis was quick enough to get back on that one. No real issue. But a runner at third, two away here in the top of the eighth, a 3-3 ball game. Birch trying to keep it that way as the 2-1 is down and away. Slider runs it to 3-1. Birch is in a bit of a pickle here because it's going to be difficult to give Davis something that he could easily hit. And if Birch loses him, he's probably out of this game. The 3-1 pitch. Down and away, ball four. Tried to get the corners, and he put up a valiant effort, he did, with that slider for the last two pitches, but neither of them went his way. First walk for Birch. First for Bowie as a staff, and let's see if that is his day. As another right-hander comes in, Matt Gorski. What's Kyle Moore going to do? He's at the top step, and here he comes. Just as Birch was getting into his set stance on the mound, Moore hasn't made the point just yet. And Charles is coming out, and yep, there's the point. So Birch is done. Unfortunate that it has to end that way against a good hitter like Davis. Birch got a couple of good pitches and just barely missed. So runners stand at the corners with two outs. Charles will come in to try and strand them. We'll take a break and get you some more on Wandus and Charles in a bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Three ball game as we continue here with the top of the eighth inning. Runners at first and third for Altoona as Wandus and Charles clocks in to try and strand them. Right-hander faces Matt Gorski with two outs. Tyler Birch departs for Birch. 1 2/3 innings. He gave up two hits. Currently no runs. Could stay that way if Charles can do his part. No strikeouts for Birch. One walk. But Charles takes over, 6'4", 250-pound right-hander, minor league free agent, signed last winter, formerly of the Oakland organization, 5 appearances, an 0-1 record, 5 1/3 innings without an earned run. He's inherited 4 runners this year. First pitch to Matt Gorski is a check swing, called strike on a slider. Hits in the outside edge, it's nothing and one. Of the 4 inherited runners that Charles has taken on, none have scored. The right-hander sets, fires the 0-1 pitch, and it's swung on and missed down and away, another off-speed. Got to imagine the fastball comes cruising by here. Charles with 10 strikeouts against just 3 walks with that heater that can get up to 99. He cycles through the baseball and gets a new one from Colesvary. First and third, two away here in the top of the eighth, a 3-3 game. Charles sets. The 0-2 pitch, runner at first goes, and it's flared foul. Lifted out of play right side, count stays. Henry Davis, 5 stolen bases in 8 attempts. Marcos Vary has caught one of the 3 stolen bases attempted against him this season. Wynn pushing out to right center. And another 0-2 as the runner goes. It's down and away. And Davis is going to get into second base as Colesvary had feigned a throw to second.
trying to get Pagero, but Pagero was wise. So the runner at third stays put. It's a stolen base for Davis. Runs the count to a ball and two strikes on that fastball at 99 down and away. Charles will try again. The 1-2. Half swing, and he pokes it accidentally to first. Going to be picked by Bowens, underhanded to Charles, and he takes it to the bag himself. 3-1 put out. A little bit of a how-do-you-do poke, but hey, gets you out of the inning. Strands 2 in scoring position, takes us to the bottom of the eighth. Bowie and Altoona tied at 3 on Capital Gold WNAV.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Trinity Chimney Service is a local family-owned company who will inspect, sweep, install, repair, restore, and reline your fireplace, stove, and chimney. You have a leaky chimney? Can you see discoloring or cracks from the ground? Call Trinity Chimney. We specialize in repairing masonry chimneys from the roof outside of your house to the fireplace inside. Our goal is to explain what we're doing to keep your home safe, leave it clean, and offer the best experience possible. Proudly serving Maryland neighborhoods from Hereford to Annapolis, Frederick to the Chesapeake Bay and Eastern Shore.
Fans, don't forget about fireworks every home Saturday at Prince George's Stadium. Next one is this Saturday, May 20th. It's part of the Read and Hit a Home Run reading night as well for Anne Arundel, Queen Anne, and Howard Counties, presented by Educational Systems Federal Credit Union. Should be a busy and fun day at the ballpark. Fireworks every Saturday night at Prince George's Stadium. Get your tickets at BaySox.com. 3-3 game into the bottom of the eighth as Mark Colesvary leads off. Game-tying two-run home run in the sixth inning for Bowie, a part of a one-for-three day. As the curve bring out a new pitcher, Oliver Garcia climbs the hill, replaces Tanaj Thomas, who fired an inning and a third scoreless. Wasn't without concern for Thomas, gave up a couple of base runners. First pitch is well down and away. Slider gets by the catcher, and it's 1-0 to start. Thomas did walk a batter, hit a batter, did strike one out. Didn't give up any base hits, however, as the 1-0 pitch. Is down and away again, a fastball this time. Two balls and no strikes. But he makes way here for Oliver Garcia, 6'3", 213-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from San Francisco de Macorís in the Dominican. International free agent picked up in 2015. As the 2-0 offering is too far outside, three balls and no strikes. On the season for Altoona, Garcia has 11 appearances, a 3-0 record, 3.46 ERA in 13 innings, 14 strikeouts, 8 walks. He's not allowed any home runs. 3-0, and it's called a strike at the knees. Count goes to 3-1. Base is empty, still none out. The 3-1 to Colesvary is fouled off right side, run it full. Colesvary's run the count full only twice so far this season. Struck out once, had a single in the other. Three, two. Misses high, ball four, off speed. And it's a leadoff walk from Colesvary. There's a couple of factors in this one that have been very, very interesting. Today's game started out so quickly. A combined 62 pitches over the first three innings that saw one total base runner. Both starting pitchers were excellent.
Then I think both sides realized, oh, remember the pitch clock is off today because it's broken, so it can't be enforced. And now things have very much slowed down. As Zach Watson steps in, first pitch is swung on and missed, a slider down and away. It's nothing and one to start. And it also feels like there have been a couple of more instances today of the umpires asking the pitcher to recycle the baseball, throw the one they have into the dugout and get a fresh one. As the next pitch misses down, it's one ball and one strike. I was catching it a little bit in the Harrisburg series, and I just feel like it's picking up pace. Maybe it's just some sort of memo from Major League Baseball at the moment. 1-1 pitch, and it's cranked foul. Watson really drilled that one, but pulls it a little too far to have it clank off of the roof of the Altoona dugout. Screamed off the bat at 96 miles an hour and runs the count to a ball and two strikes. 0 for 2 day for Watson. Struck out swinging in the second, grounded out to third base in the fourth. Walked back in the sixth. 1-2 offering, and he gets brushed back inside at the waist. Two balls and two strikes here. Again, a quiet night at Prince George's Stadium. Announced attendance just north of 1,000. LED lights doing a lot of the load carrying with some dark blue skies just barely accented against the trees in center field. As the 2-2 is swung on and missed down for strike three, Watson went chasing in the dirt. Fortunately for him, he's been laying off of that more so as the season has progressed, but it'll pop up every now and again, and it's just anticipated. It's the second time he struck out today. It's the first strikeout for Oliver Garcia, ninth overall for Altoona pitching. Here's T.T. Bowens, first pitch in, and he bounces to the right side and underneath the hop of Mark Colesberry. T.T. Bowens' first double-A base hit is a one-out single here in the eighth inning. Ninety miles an hour didn't give Coles very much time to get in the air and avoid that one. But he got just enough Got just enough hang time to get over the ball and allow Bowens to get aboard. Dante Williams will step in now with go-ahead run in scoring position. Still only one out here in the bottom of the eighth. There was a point earlier this season where Altoona had some very tough bullpen numbers. As the first pitch to Dante Williams is a check swing, he did not go around, and on off speed inside, it's 1-0 to start. It's simmered down for Altoona a little bit. Their bullpen now sporting an ERA of 3.8. Bay Sox have really rocketed up the charts in that metric, however, and it's still burning them, as their bullpen ERA is 5.45, third worst. Next pitch floated up the third baseline and down. Just foul. Sliced by Williams, runs the count even at one. Now Altoona, bullpen ERA of 3.8. The Bay Sox have a bullpen ERA of 5.45, but more notably, the Bay Sox bullpen is responsible for the most losses in the Eastern League at 12. And the fewest wins. Bowie pitchers in relief only have 3 wins. Next lowest is Harrisburg with 7. 1-1 pitch to Williams is outside, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. 0 for 2 day for Williams, struck out swinging in the third. He walked in the fifth and got caught stealing second base. As this inning is taking quite some time for Oliver Garcia, Altoona is getting another right-hander up and moving, and it's got to be Juan Minaya. 2-1 pitch. Williams watches slider miss down and inside. 3 balls and 1 strike. Massive opportunity here for Williams. First and second, one away. The 3-1. And Williams swings and misses on a nice slider down and inside. Run it full here. Williams has been a bit of a ground ball hitter, too. You can't discount that right now, especially when you remember the ludicrous amount of double plays that the Bay Sox hit into when they visited Altoona last month. Williams has only hit into one, but he hits it on the ground a little bit more often than he hits it in the air.
3-2 pitch, and he swings and misses, and another off-speed down. Last two pitches were not in the zone, and Williams went chasing after both. Second strikeout for Oliver Garcia. Definitely helps him with a little bit of a sigh. Catches breath slightly. Now Anthony Servideo will try and drive in the go-ahead run at second base. Really got to make it happen here. Servideo 1-for-3 with a single to right field in the fifth. And he got left at first base. First pitch home. And he watches off speed for called strike. Upper inside corner. It's nothing and one to start. Now the Bay Sox have been preaching proper swing decisions here in 2023. Love to see that progression from Anthony Servideo. As the 0-1 pitch is called a strike on the outside half, it's nothing and two. 1-for-3 today with a strikeout. His strikeout rate is still north of 50%. 11 games with the Bay Sox. He's striking out 58% of the time he steps to the plate. First and second, two away, the 0-2 pitch, and he swings and misses for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts as the Bay Sox strand first and second with only one out here in the bottom of the eighth. We go to the ninth, a 3-3 game on Capital Gold, WNAV.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time rock and roll.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Homeowners Association. Do I have your attention? HOAs inspire very passionate responses from both advocates and haters. Avoiding HOA disputes is a tricky business. It takes experience, knowledge, and hard work. At Fellner Legal Services, we pride ourselves on preaching good governance. That means writing clear rules, enforcing fairly, and listening to the homeowners. If you have an HOA legal question, visit flslawyer.com today. Fellner Legal Services. Service. Success. Simple.
Well, as always, welcome into the ballpark. Thank you so much for stopping by for a little bit of Bay Sox baseball this evening. It's been a tight one. A couple of chances for both sides, but really only two big swings have been critical. Three-run home run from Henry Davis in the sixth inning for Altoona. A game-tying two-run home run for Mark Colesvary in the sixth for Bowie. And that's been it. As we move to the ninth, Mason Martin leads off, and the first pitch to him is a fastball called for strike on the outside half of the plate. It's nothing and one to start. Wanderson Charles continues on the mound for Bowie. 0-for-3 day for Martin. Charles came in and got a ground out against the only batter he needed to face with runners at the corners in the eighth inning. Closed the line on Tyler Burch as the 0-1 pitch misses outside. It's one ball and one strike, and that did help Burch a ton. Upped his scoreless streak to what's now a season's high 7 consecutive innings. 1-1 on Martin. As the next pitch comes in from Charles, and it's an off-speed down and away again. Count goes to two balls and one strike. Altoona continues to get Juan Manea warm. He'll take the bottom of the ninth to try and force extras, or if Altoona can score here, to try and close out the game. As the 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed high. Went with the fastball up to 97. It's two balls and two strikes. Yeah, that'll get the fans into it a little bit. As I tell you, Charles, his fastball can sometimes be the highlight of some games. It's very fun to watch. As the 2-2, comes in. Fastball again. Got him for called strike three. Lower outside corner. That one was well in the zone. I think Martin's more frustrated with himself than he is with the umpire. First strikeout for Charles. Only the third for Bay Sox pitching today, if you can believe that. Justin Armbruster struck out the second batter of the game and then didn't get another strikeout until he finished the sixth inning. Here's Jacob Gonzalez on a 1-for-3 day. First pitch, called a strike, lower inside corner. It's nothing and one to start. Gonzalez doubled in the seventh inning, got left there, and it's nothing and one. If the Bay Sox don't strike anyone out, just don't strike anyone else out, this is going to be a long and away season high, season low, I should say, as the 0-1 pitch misses inside, 1-1. Long and away season low for fewest pitching strikeouts in a game. The previous low was 5 against this same Altoona team back in April, and we've said it, this Altoona squad doesn't strike out a whole often. 1-1, popped up, foul ground, third base side, Mayo sidestepping and now curling back to his left at the last moment to make the catch. Still in foul territory, 2 away. Now here's Drew Maggi. Well, I didn't talk about it much. I'm not sure if you did, Andre, when Maggi came up in the fifth inning, but seeing the story of his major league call-up and what officially became his first major league game was just one of the best parts of the sport that you see. A guy that's grinded as hard as he has. And getting up to a team that is surging and contributing in a meaningful way. RBI base hits as the first pitch misses down and inside. It's 1-0 to start. Maggi 0-for-3 on the day. Grounded out to third base in the second. Flew out to third in the fifth. And then flew out to left in the seventh. 1-0 pitch from Charles. And it's an off-speed. Finds its way to the inside half of the plate for a called strike. 1-1. 3-3 game here in the top of the ninth inning. If Charles can put together a clean frame, then the Bay Sox will have the top of their lineup to try and pick up their first walk-off win of the season. As the 1-1 is grounded deep in the hole to short. Servideo gloves, twirls, fires a bit high, and it's past Bowens. Gets off of the top of the railing to stay in play, and it's picked out of the air by Colesvary. Are they going to rule that it went out of play? No, they're going to rule it just a straight base hit and say Maggi reaches on what could have been a great play by Anthony Servideo. Just a little bit too high on the toss. And it does put go-ahead run on base with two outs for Andres Alvarez. So Maggi aboard. That's his third hit against Bowie in what's just been 11 at-bats. First pitch into Alvarez is a fastball that bounces in. Oh, goodness. That bounced so far ahead that Maggi had an easy track into second base on the wild pitch. One of the faster pitches from Charles today, but I don't even think that got to the dirt. So go ahead, run now in scoring position. And it's 1-0 to start on Alvarez, who's 0-for-3, two ground outs, a fly out to center field. 3-3 game here in the top of the ninth. Charles now having to really work again as the 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed. Ooh, 98 as Alvarez nearly lost its back shoe. 1-1. Runner at second, 2 away. Charles sends in the 1-1, and it's bounced off of home plate foul. 99 miles an hour. Halfway to 100, too. 99.5. It's been a lengthy enough inning that Altoona to get Juan Minea back up. And he's not throwing too quickly, really spacing out his pitches as he'll come in for the bottom of the ninth. Runner at second, 2 outs. The 1-2 pitch popped foul out of play. And gets up to the second level, and the count stays. That was pitch number 20 for Wandas and Charles so far. season high. As the 1-2 is just down and in at 99. It goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Charles had come in and been so efficient with his fastball, and seems today he's using his off-speed stuff a little bit more, especially early. He's been sticking with the fastball more so late, but it's led to his longest appearance of the year. Now the 2-2 to Alvarez is lifted in the air. Shallow right field, a massive gap, though, as it's a long run from Kerstad. He'll get there, however, and make the catch. Runner at second, left stranded, and we go to the bottom of the ninth. The Bay Sox look for their first walk-off win of the season. We're back after this on Capital Gold WNAV.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4377.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bottom of the ninth inning here at Prince George's Stadium. The Bay Sox have a pretty good chance to pick up their first walk-off win of the season. As we sit tied at 3 with the top of the lineup set to bat, Cesar Pareto, Kobe Mayo, Heston Kerstad will get the chance. As Juan Minea takes over for Altoona, right-hander out of the bullpen, relieves Oliver Garcia. And the first pitch into Cesar Prieto is down and inside, 1-0 to start. I mean, I had said during the break, I assume Prieto would attempt to bunt on the first pitch, and third base is playing in for that concept. But Prieto laid off. Now the 1-0 pitch. He watches it down and in again for an easy 2-0 start. 0-for-3 day for Prieto, a walk and a run scored. Oliver Garcia fired a scoreless inning with 3 strikeouts, 1 base hit, and 1 walk. Bowie stranded go-ahead run at second base with only 1 out in that 8th inning. 2-0 pitch, and Pareto lifts it in the air, shallow left field. Scott sprinting down a long way, dives, and it falls off of his glove! Into the Bay Sox bullpen as Pareto cruises into second base. That could have gone a lot of different ways on what will be a leadoff double for Cesar Prieto. His 9th of the season kickstarts a new hitting streak. He's got hits in 11 of his last 12, and he represents a winning run here in the bottom of the ninth. And they're going to check on Connor Scott's wrist here. Athletic trainer Victor Silva is sprinting out, and it really looked like Scott was half frustrated and half hurt when he dove for that ball and came up lame on it. Kalis Crabb is going to come out as well. They're checking the right wrist, which is his throwing hand.
Matt, it looked like he just lost his balance. It was less of a dive, more of just losing his balance, and then his right wrist rolled underneath his body.
Oh, I hate that. Ooh. It's like when you twist your ankle when you're stepping off a curb, or you forget that there's another step down when you're walking down the steps. You know, when you forget that there's, say, a third step somewhere, and you're only walking down, and your mind thinks that there's no more steps, and suddenly you're just stepping on nothing, and you fall and twist. I hate that kind of feeling. So hopefully it was just that one little quick bend that shocked him a little. Because, fortunately, it looks like Kalis Crabb and Victor Silva aren't going to do much and just head right back into the dugout. But Kobe Mayo will dig in with winning run at second and no one out here in the bottom of the ninth. A 1-for-3 day for Mayo with a single pop to second base in the fourth. First pitch. And he watches off-speed miss inside. It's 1-0 to start. Juan Manea, 6'4", 239-pound, 32-year-old right-hander from Malmon in the Dominican. Minor league free agent signed earlier this year by Pittsburgh. Fires the 1-0 pitch, and Mayo watches off-speed outside. It's 2-0. Manea is in a pretty delicate situation here because he's going up against two guys that you really can't even give them anything in the zone. Mayo and Kerstad can easily get it deep enough to just advance Prieto the two bases that they need to win the game. 2-0, and Mayo bounces it foul. Third base side on a fastball in. Two balls and one strike. Manea on the season, 12 appearances, an 0-1 record. An ERA of 0.57. He's been very good. Of course, his age definitely plays a factor into that. 15 2/3 innings with 17 strikeouts, 6 walks. He's allowed one home run. Next pitch to Mayo misses up and in, and it's 3-1. 3-3 ball game here in the bottom of the ninth. The Bay Sox led 1-0 in the fourth. 3-run home run by Altoona gave them the lead, but in that same inning, the sixth, a game-tying 2-run home run by Mark Colesvary brought us to where we are now. Runner at second, none out. The 3-1 to Mayo is down and away, ball four. In reality, that doesn't necessarily help the Bay Sox too much, because it sets up the opportunity for a force at third base, sets up the chance for a double play. A flyout would obviously be pretty helpful. A base hit would win the game. I just always think about force outs. Those always keep me worried. Fortunately, Heston Kerstad has not hit it on the ground at all today. He's 1-for-3 with an RBI double in the fourth. First pitch here, and the lefty swings and misses on a low off-speed. It's nothing and one to start. First and second, none out, but for all intents and purposes, the runner at first doesn't matter right now, as Bowie and Altoona are tied at three. Here's the 0-1, and Kerstad lifts it on a line to deep left field, but foul. Count goes to nothing and two. The last Bowie Bay Sox walk-off home run was Colton Cowser. It was the only one in 2022, and it was against Altoona. It was the finale of a six-game series in August against the Curve. As the 0-2 pitch is bounced foul again into the Bay Sox on deck circle. John Rhodes tried to get a hand on it, but just missed. And the count stays at nothing and two. Just got to get it out of the infield. At least a productive out would be helpful. As Prieto leads off of second, Mayo off of first. Manea comes set, looking back second base. Fires the 0-2 to Kerstad, and it's grounded up the first baseline, but just foul. Mason Martin had charged on it and got it on a good bounce. Could have gotten the first out if it had stayed fair, but the runners definitely would have advanced. Either way, the count stays at nothing at two. Be the fifth pitch of the plate appearance. The third 0-2 pitch to Kerstad. On its way. And he grounds it to the right side. This is going to be a double play. Peguero to Alvarez, but Alvarez did not get a good plant on the base. He will not be able to throw to first. Mayo is out on the choice. It goes 4-6. Prieto, the winning run, will advance to third. And anything out of the infield now can win the game for Bowie. Yeah, I think Alvarez just tried to do a toe drag, and it didn't work.
It wasn't the best throw either from Peguero. It was a little wide out to the left. That didn't help him any.
The infield will play in. The outfield will, of course, play in. As John Rhodes, on a 1-for-4 day with a triple and a run scored, steps into the box. First pitch, and Rhodes nicks it foul back to the screen. It's nothing and one to start. If this game does need a 10th inning, Connor Loprich would pitch for Bowie. He's been warming in the bullpen, and Altoona would put Andres Alvarez at second base. 0-1, and Rhodes bounces it foul off of home plate. Would have been a very close play as Cesar Prieto He's probably the best guy to have at third base right now. He can read a ball off that well. Got a good jump. But it was foul, so nothing matters. Technically, it does matter. It does make the count nothing and two now instead of nothing and one, but you get my point. First and third, one away here in the bottom of the ninth. A 3-3 ball game is the Bay Sox, who have suffered already three walk-off losses this season. Look for their first walk-off win. 0-2 pitch. Rhodes watches it miss down and away, and it bounces by Davis. Brietto scores, and the Bowie Bay Sox are winners once again. A walk-off wild pitch for a 4-3 win over the Altoona Curve here tonight. That's a fun way to finish, isn't it, Andre?
Fantastic. You talked about having the read at third base. Got away from Davis and really didn't have a play. Great jump from Prieto. And, hey, maybe it's the start of something to come for the Bay Sox. Got to start somewhere.
Take it however you can get it. Don't turn your nose up at any win that comes your way as the Bay Sox finally get to the 10-win barrier. We'll step aside. When we come back, Andre, we'll have Bay Sox postgame in just a little bit. You're listening to Capital Gold, WNAV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's now time for Bay Sox postgame. Let's head back to the ballpark.
Well, a good start to the homestand for the Bowie Bay Sox as they are winners tonight at Prince George's Stadium. A walk-off wild pitch to get the job done 4-3 over the Altoona Curve. Welcome in, everybody, to Bay Sox postgame. Andre Magiero here with you. We'll review how this one went down as the Bay Sox start off their six-game set against the Curve with a walk-off win and a come-from-behind effort that'll hopefully jumpstart the offense and jumpstart the Bay Sox altogether. We're talking about how these close games haven't gone Bowie's way or bounced their way. Well, it quite literally bounced their way tonight with that bottom of the ninth inning and a leadoff double from Cesar Prieto that came around to score on the wild pitch. But it started in part thanks to a fantastic start from Justin Armbruster and what started as a pitcher's duel throughout the majority of this game. But Bowie fell behind early, was able to battle back and pick up win number 10 on the season. Let's dive into how it all went down. So it started 6:37 Eastern time. And again, what started in the very early makings as a pitcher duel. Justin Armbruster with one of the lowest ERAs in the Eastern League against Jared Jones, who had only made one appearance since he faced the Bay Sox in late April, but had looked pretty good throughout most of his work so far this season and against Bowie, but both arms, were locked in the early goings in this one. It was first three innings that really just flew by. 32 pitches for Armbruster, 25 strikes. He only faced one over the minimum. Jones did him a little better. 30 pitches through 24 strikes and faced the minimum and struck out five in the process. So it was a good start for Jones, but second time through the order, the difference between the two sides was that the Bay Sox got to the right-hander. Leadoff walk to Cesar Prieto, and then a bloop single to Kobe Mayo, and two on with nobody out for Heston Kerstad. And Kerstad, who started to get it going with runners in scoring position, had the first big hit of the night for the Bay Sox bats. Just a lazy fly ball off the end of the bat. Sometimes you just need one to fall. And Bowie hasn't hit anything super hard yet in this inning, but it's the first real offensive threat for either team. Two on with nobody out for Heston Kerstad. 0 for 1 today. He smoked the ball back up the middle to the shortstop, Alvarez, his first time up. First pitch to him. Kerstad lines it to first. It's a fair ball past the dive of Martin and into the right field corner. Prieto gets the wave around third. He's going to score. Mayo gets the stop sign at third. RBI double for Heston Kerstad. And Bowie takes a 1-0 lead in the bottom half of the fourth. Hot shot from Kerstad. Gave him a team-high 16 RBIs on the season. Also extended his on-base streak to 19 games. Longest streak in the Eastern League this season. He has certainly become a more complete threat as the season has gone on and continued to put those pieces together for Bowie. But again, the Bay Sox had an opportunity for a crooked number in that fourth inning. Credit to Jared Jones, who struck out 7 through his 4 innings tonight, was able to pick up back-to-back swinging strikeouts of John Rhodes and Mark Colsvary, and was able to get out of that jam with a ground ball from Zach Watson with only the 1 run across. And that would loom big for Altoona, who was able to take the lead in the 6th inning. Justin Armbruster had been cruising. He was 1 out away from 6 shutout frames. And then how quickly the tides turned. A 2-out double from Leover Peguero, who was one of the only locked-in bats for Altoona throughout the day. He had 3 doubles, but he gets his second 2-bagger of the game. And then an error from Anthony Servideo on an awkward ground ball that nearly hit Peguero trying to advance to third. He jumped out of the way, and Servideo was unable to field it cleanly. Not sure if his vision was impeded, but it did handcuff him for his second error of the season. It allowed 2 to get on for Henry Davis. And Davis, who's been one of the most potent bats in the Eastern League all season, already had 2 home runs against the Bay Sox on the season. He came to the plate against Armbruster and put an opposite field charge into one to turn the game around. Davis doubled off Armbruster back in Altoona. That was really the at-bat that ended his start as he hits one here into the right center gap. Kerstad's going back towards the track, towards the wall, and it's gone. Just on cue, Henry Davis leaves the building, an opposite field home run. It's his 9th of the season, and Altoona, just like that, takes a 3-1 lead. Hard charge for Davis, 400 feet to the right center alleyway. Opposite field pop for the former number 1 overall pick, and that gave Altoona a 3-1 lead. Armbruster would complete the 6th, his final line, 6 innings. All of his runs were unearned because of the error to Servideo on 3 hits, and he only struck out 2. Curve, again, don't strike out an awful lot, but Armbruster was able to be efficient with his putouts. He now continues to lower his ERA off another stellar start. But again, unfortunately, after a long outing against Altoona, would have to take the no decision. But fortunately enough for him, was not in line for the loss either, because the Bay Sox bounced back in the bottom half of the 6th. 2 quick outs from Matt Eckelman, the knuckleballer. Quickly turned sour. John Rhodes continued his hitting streak with an opposite field double to right. And that brought it up for one of the newer additions to the Bay Sox roster, Mark Colsvary, and was able to get a hanging breaking ball. And the Bay Sox offense, who had been looking to get going, struck right back. Now the 1-1 pitch. Colsvary cranks it. Left field. Scott back. Track. Wall. Gone. First Bay Sox home run for Mark Colsvary. A deep drive to left field, 394 feet. And Bowie's bounced back to tie the game at 3 here in the bottom half of the 6th. Well, you're waiting for that Bay Sox lineup to grow deeper and deeper and beyond the big 3 at the top. Good to see that production from John Rhodes, who has hits in 3 consecutive games, has been hitting the ball really well to the opposite field. His triple, was to right to set the stage for Colsvary, who delivered his 3rd home run overall on the season, first down here at AA for Bowie. But Altoona would get out of the frame without no further damage, and that would keep the game stalemated throughout the later portions of it through the bullpen. Really good inning and a third from Tanaj Thomas. Oliver Garcia pitched well as well. And then on the Bay Sox end, Tyler Burch, who nearly got out of 2 frames scoreless, ultimately wound up going an inning and 2/3 before handing it off to Wandis and Charles. And Charles was very effective as well, as he continues to put up zeros out of the Bay Sox bullpen. Him and Burch have started to go on an impressive scoreless run in both of their regards. And these short-term relievers for the Bay Sox, getting more work now, less tandems for Bowie, are really starting to find their groove and pitch efficiently in the back end of these games. And allowed the game to stay tied towards the bottom of the 9th. Altoona would threaten a couple of times with runners in scoring position, but Charles was able to bear down, get out of it in the top half. And then the bottom half of the 9th. Cesar Prieto led off the frame with a double. Kobe Mayo would then walk. Heston Kerstad hit into what looked like was going to be a double play ball to stymie all the momentum for Bowie, but He was able to keep it to just a fielder's choice, and that set the stage as John Rhodes came up and a pitch spiked into the dirt allowed Prieto to score and win the game for Bowie. The first walk-off of the season for the Bay Sox sees them take it 4-3 tonight. Final lines, 4 runs on 7 hits, 1 error for Bowie, 3 runs on 7 hits for Altoona. About as even Steven of a game as you could ask for. It took under 2.5 hours to complete. No pitch clock, no problem with the pace of play as we are flying by here on Prince George's Stadium on a Tuesday night in front of 1,390 here tonight. We're going to step aside on Bay Sox postgame when we come back. A look around the rest of the Orioles system and the Eastern League before we get you set for Wednesday's Game 2. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
All week you've been hard at work. And finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Monument Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 202-908-5555. That's 202-908-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Monument Medical Clinic now to qualify. 202-908-5555.
Back on Bay Sox postgame as Bowie wins it 4-3, a walk-off wild pitch, bringing home Cesar Prieto to get the Bay Sox to 10 wins on the season. They'll be hoping this starts a run. Hey, you got to start somewhere as they take the first of six against the Altoona Curve tonight. Let's take a look around the rest of that Eastern League scoreboard. It's been runs galore around a lot of the other action. And there was a pitcher's duel in Richmond as Akron took that one in a 5-inning affair with the Flying Squirrels. Weather likely playing a factor there in Richmond. Don't have the exact specifications, but Akron wins it 2-1. They're now even on record with the Flying Squirrels in that crowded Southwest Division. The first place team, though, is the Erie Seawolves, 18-8 on City Island. Erie scores 8 in the top of the first and never looks back. 22 hits for the Seawolves. That offense has surged to life since their visit here to Bowie a few weeks ago, and Erie now winning 6 out of 7 is 18-16 on the season, and you pull in the first place in that Southwest Division, taking Harrisburg down to 16-17. Portland all over Hartford right now in Connecticut. The Sea Dogs lead 11-0 over the Yard Goats in the top half of the seventh. Top of the ninth in a wild shootout in Somerset. The Patriots lead the Reading Fightins 14-10. Where's all this offense come from? Goodness. 7 runs in the bottom of the seventh for Somerset to take the lead. 4 in the top of the sixth, 2 in the top of the seventh, and 2 in the top of the eighth for the Fightins. They're trying to eat the deficit away here in the top of the ninth. They have 3 outs left to plate 4. So around the rest of the Orioles system, there's plenty of offense in the major league ranks as the Orioles get back on track with a 7-3 win tonight over the Los Angeles Angels. 1-for-4 day for Adley Rutschman. 5 2/3 solid work from Dean Kramer, who allowed 3 earned runs, struck out 4 in that one. Norfolk trailing 7-5 now late in their affair. Tides are 28-10 on the season. Taking a look at the box score here. A couple of hits around for Colton Kowser and Connor Norby. 2-for-4 day for Daz Cameron, the right fielder, as D.L. Hall went 3 frames, struck out 3, allowed 2 earned runs in his start. Aberdeen trails 8-7 right now, and Jackson Holliday, we were giving you a little preview earlier on in the broadcast. He hasn't hit the cycle yet, but he's only a single away. He's 3-for-3 with a double, a triple, and a home run, and there's still some time in that game, a wild one right now where they trail 8-7. Delmarva fell 5-1 earlier tonight. They fall to 17-15 on the season over 3 performance from top 10 Orioles prospect Samuel Basayo, who was catching tonight. But in the Double-A ranks, the Bowie Bay Sox back in the win column. A 4-3 victory over the Altoona Curve. These two teams will tangle again at Prince George's Stadium for the remainder of this week. But tomorrow night, a 6:35 first pitch as it currently stands. Cade Povich, off his second Eastern League Pitcher of the Week award, will go again for Bowie. 3-2 with a 3.38 ERA for the Southpaw, but he's got a tough task ahead of him as Sean Sullivan gets the ball for Altoona. He has no decisions to his name yet this season, but it's an ERA of 2.08. Could be another pitcher's duel. We'll have to wait and see, but we'll get you started tomorrow. 6:35 first pitch, a 6:15 DCA Imaging Systems pregame show live here from the ballpark. But for now, signing off tonight is once again our final. The Bay Sox take it over the Altoona Curve 4-3. From Matt Sabatis, I'm Andre Magero signing off, and we thank you for listening to this presentation of Bay Sox Baseball.
This broadcast of Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV has been brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Join us next time for Bay Sox Baseball, exclusively on Capital Gold WNAV Annapolis.